spending bill that needed to pass, but supporters of the oil drilling fell 4 votes short as they tried to avoid the filibuster of the defense measure on the issue of drilling. Senate leaders now expected to withdraw the legislation, rework it without the drilling language. George Bush had made drilling development in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge one of his so-called top priorities. George Bush also still trying to get Senate opponents to stop blocking renewal of the Patriot Act. Bush says preventing a vote on the bill is inexcusable and that not renewing the provisions will weaken the U.S. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez says the Patriot Act has been extremely effective in allowing the government to sniff out terrorist plots and stop them before they happen. He provided no details or proof. Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff says it doesn't make sense to him the Senate would be divided over the law's renewal. There are reports there is a possibility of secret meetings coming up with some sort of compromise to extend the Patriot Act at least for a short while, but we're still waiting for an answer about that. A new outburst today from Saddam Hussein, who says he was beaten while in custody. After several hours of quietly listening to testimony at his trial, Saddam delivered an extended rant. He said he was beaten everywhere in his body, and the marks are still there. He did not say who allegedly beat him. The trial's chief prosecutor says if multinational forces were abusing Saddam, he would have been transferred into the custody of Iraqi troops. New York City's Corporation Council asking a judge today to issue a temporary restraining order that would make striking transit workers go back to work. The two sides meeting with a mediator again. Second day of New York City's transit strike. New Yorkers got an early start this morning trying to beat massive crowds to get cabs and tickets for commuter trains. Still thousands more walking the streets again. One commuter called it a nightmare. A corporate jet that took off from a St. Louis suburb made a successful landing at Lambert Airport after developing a landing gear problem. An airport spokesperson says the jet carrying at least 7 people left from Chesterfield, Missouri. No word on who owns the jet. This is Air America Radio News.
You be the judge. New FlexoFactor helps promote joint strength, flexibility, lubrication, range of motion, and even the renewal of cartilage from your hands and knees to your hips and elbows. And we'll prove it by letting you try it free. A $30 bottle, free. FlexoFactor is a new all-natural joint support supplement that combines 5 specific joint supporting ingredients in one exclusive formula. FlexoFactor helps cushion, lubricate, and strengthen joints and cartilage over time. It's perfect for seniors, weekend athletes, anyone who depends on healthy joints for an active lifestyle. But don't take our word for it. You be the judge. Call now and try a free bottle of FlexoFactor, a $30 value. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover shipping and handling. FlexoFactor. We know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Call 1-800-364-9974. That's 1-800-364-9974. Limit one bottle per household. Call 1-800-364-9974.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news. There's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
Michael Loy Show, Peter Werby here with you, sitting in for Mike on my final day this week. Mike will be back tomorrow. I was listening to Mike on the Randy Rhoads Show. Whoa! Mike was over the top. He was in fine form today. I hope some of you got to hear him. Well, this is a talk show on Air America Radio. Peter Werby here with you, sitting in for Mike from Detroit, Michigan. 866-303-2270. 866-303-2270. If you'd like to email me, it's calltalkyes@yahoo.com. Calltalkyes@yahoo.com. Man, I've still got dozens of email from, when was it, in our second hour last night, maybe our third hour, when I posed the question, can you be friends with conservatives? And we're always looking for names to call these people. Sometimes one of the listeners here on the Mike Malloy Show, last time I sat in for Mike, suggested that we call them self-servatives. I like that one. Little clunky, but it describes them. And I forgot, on my Detroit show, I referred to them often as the cons, right? Because they're involved in a con game, this fleecing of the American public of our fortunes, the turning us aside from a vision of a world that could be. So it is a con game that they're running. Anyways, the question was, and I don't want to really start on it right now, but it's your show too, so you can do it. And I am totally ADD. You know, Tom Hartman, who's sitting in on the Majority Report, he has written lots of books on ADD and ADHD, right? And, man, I am right there. So I'll talk about everything, you know, hop, skip, and a jump. You just call 866-303-2270. But maybe we should even hold this till a little later because I'll start reading some of these emails about whether you can be friends with conservatives or lovers. Or marry a conservative, or what about the conservatives in your family? How do you deal with that? So that's what we were talking about last night. Well, here at the rock and roll station where I'm broadcasting from in Detroit, one of the DJs said, well, you shouldn't have any trouble finding subjects, and that's for sure, but it's almost enough to give me an anxiety attack. I have to start doing my Tai Chi and breathing deeply and all that, because the rush of events, it's reminiscent in some ways of the 1960s and the early 1970s, for you old-timers who were there, where there was not a single day that there was not another crisis brought on by the Nixon administration. And do you think Cheney has said that he wants to go back to that era to reinvigorate the presidency with Nixon-era powers? Now, does it occur to him that the reason that Nixon was impeached, I'm sorry, he was threatened with impeachment and he resigned, forced to resign, was precisely because of the powers he wielded in such an incredibly arrogant manner, illegal and unconstitutional, and he knew he was out of there. And Tom Hartman, I was listening to his show, raised the question, since the secret court that okays wiretaps under the FISA, is that it? Yeah, FISA law, that they virtually never refuse one. Why wouldn't Bush go to it and say, I need a wiretap for this or that? Why wouldn't he? I mean, also shades of Watergate. We already have a resignation. One of the members of that secret court has resigned. So the people with integrity are beginning to peel off, and all you have left are the party hacks, the real fascists. But anyways, Tom Hartman raised the question of who would not be sufficient as a target of tapping that Bush couldn't go to this court and say, hey, this is really important. Well, could it be the press? Could it be the Democratic Party? Are we looking at a high-tech Watergate? Remember, that's what started the whole Bush regime unraveling was that, what do they call it, a second-rate burglary. Well, the second-rate burglary undid Nixon, and the country certainly was better off for it. Also, let's see, the calls for impeachment of Bush for violation of the Constitution are growing. Our own representative here in Detroit, John Conyers, has introduced a resolution of censure into the House. And also, I don't forget this, drilling in the Arctic stopped. I mean, we're actually getting some victories. Of course, this bill that attacks the poor that Cheney flew back from one of his trips here and there undoes the poor all the more. But let's look on the good side of things. Let's give a big hearty congratulations to Elton John and his partner, David Furnish. They were among hundreds of gay couples across England taking advantage of this new law that could formalize their relationship. And isn't that nice? I mean, think about this. All these people, like, for instance, the people in Michigan, the people in Texas, I don't know about your state, that have disgraced a particular political entity, in this case Michigan, that voted into our foundation document that only men and women can marry, which excludes gays, of course. And if you could look at it another way, could you imagine into the Constitution, and someone could imagine this, say, 100 years ago, only Caucasians could marry. And if 100 years ago, say, Mississippi, Alabama, somewhere like that, people say, hey, that's a good idea. Why should we let them colored folk marry? I mean, they didn't call them colored folk, but that's as rude as I'm going to get on the air. Or if it said in Nazi Germany, Jews cannot marry, or to put it in the positive way, only Gentile Germans can marry. I mean, that would have been all right between 1933 and 1945. But and one could imagine it as part of the Hitler regime. But in the United States, in the state of Michigan, where I live, a very liberal state with two senators that voted against the war resolution, with I forgot how many Democrats, 6, 7, 8, something like that, all but one voted against. I hope I said against. The senators voted against the war resolution. All but one of the Democratic representatives voted against the Iraq war resolution. The state went for Kerry. The city of Detroit, probably the most liberal city in the country, voted 95% for Gore and about the same for Kerry. And our state, ignominious, having now in its foundation document the Constitution of Michigan barring two people who are in love getting married because, well, their gender's the same. You know what they do? It makes me sick when I think about what they do in bed. I get that, actually. I don't know. I doubt if anybody calls Air America and says that. So I always tell these people, you know, get orifice protectors or something like that. You can sleep peacefully. You don't have to worry about any assault while you're asleep. And don't think about it. Don't think about it. Why do these people think about that? I mean, how many heterosexuals think about what gay men do? Of course, a lot of heterosexual men, these guys that don't like these heterosexual men who despise homosexuality don't mind gay women. In fact, they'll pay to see that, right? They'll go out and buy porn where women are making love to one another, having sex with one another. So I propose to some of these homophobes that maybe we ought to legalize marriage in Michigan for gay women. And then they could fantasize about that all they want. And hopefully that would negate the kind of shudder they get when they think of gay male sex. But my real advice to them is don't think about it. Anyways, how did it get off on that? Do you believe this? I was going to talk about Bolivia. Later in the program, at 30 minutes after this hour, we're going to be talking with Larry Burns. And he is the director of the Council on Hemispheric Affairs. And we're going to talk about Evo Morales, who has become the president of Bolivia. And I know where my next trip is, going to Venezuela in January, then on to La Paz and Cochabamba. Is that it? Cochabamba? Is that the name of it? Yeah, that's it. So I said, Larry, I'm going to be talking about Bolivia for the first half of the show. So you listen up, and you'll know what I covered. So, Larry, if you're listening, I didn't do any of that, did I? I think we're almost at a break, but I wanted to talk about the coverage of it, of pretty much decoding the New York Times article on the election of Evo Morales to the presidency of Bolivia. But maybe just in the meantime, the strike goes on, the transit strike goes on. And I just noticed, I don't know why, that the head of the TWU Local 100, the strikers, is Roger Toussaint. And I just heard him for the first time. I don't watch television ever, so I didn't get to see him. But Toussaint, and he sounds Haitian, has like a Haitian accent. And Toussaint Louverture, the name, of course, the liberator of Haiti, who drove the French out. And there's a wonderful song by Santana, an instrumental called Toussaint. Or is that it? Yeah, I think it's called Toussaint Louverture. And it's an instrumental, very Latin. And are they playing it underneath me? No, they're not. But that signals we have to go to a break. All right, let me see what you guys want to talk about. Oh, my Lord. Everything under the sun. That's great. All right, we may talk about when we come back the next Bolivian president. I'm Peter Werby on the Michael Loy Show. 866-303-2270. We'll be right back. Hang on. Air America Radio.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
One in four adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricidin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricidin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medications specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricidin HBP. Use as directed.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
The ACLU brings you the third installment of the groundbreaking series that reveals how civil liberties affect real people every day. The Freedom Files, Episode 3, Dissent. Tune in to watch shocking stories about everyday Americans who practice their right to free speech and dissent, only to be thwarted, harassed, or arrested. To view the trailer, watch full episodes, or purchase the DVD, go to airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner. Or go to ACLU.tv to witness alarming attempts to discourage Americans' rights to free speech.
I don't think there's ever been a government that likes criticism. I don't think there's ever been a government that likes dissent.
This show reminds us why the First Amendment is so vital to the Constitution of the United States. Visit airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner to learn more.
Hi, I'm Robert Wagner with an important message for homeowners 62 years or older. If you own a home, you may be able to pay off your current mortgage or access the equity in your home without making any monthly loan payments. That's right, no monthly loan payments. A U.S. government-insured reverse mortgage allows you to convert the equity in your home into cash, giving you the financial independence you deserve. The tax-free proceeds won't affect Social Security or Medicare benefits, and you can use the money for almost any purpose you desire. The Senior Lending Network program has prepared a free educational video that explains how a reverse mortgage works, how to qualify, and how you can supplement your income without any monthly loan payments. If you're a homeowner 62 years or older, your free video is waiting. So call now.
For a free educational video from the Senior Lending Network on reverse mortgages, call 800-995-4290. 800-995-4290.
Senior Lending Network is a program by Mortgage Warehouse, a licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. Callers' information will be shared with lenders who are members of the program. Consult your tax advisor regarding tax implications.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the Internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low flat monthly rate, Hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Mention yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
Peter Werby in for Mike, but I'm willing to say, have I told you tonight how much I hate these people? They are destroying our nation. That's why I hate them. That's why Mike hates them. My Tai Chi teacher says we shouldn't hate people. We should have compassion for people. They move so far from their Buddhist nature, for their inherently pure nature. You know, Buddhists are different. They think that the ultimate nature of humans is good, and we can act that out in real life. That's why I don't like other stories that say that humans are basically evil, and I think people then act upon that. Okay, we're heading off in a different direction. I wanted to mention about last-minute shopping. Forget the malls. It's a little presumptuous telling you how to shop, but let me put it another way then. You can go to so many different websites and get peace and social justice gifts. Either you can get like peace t-shirts, go to my website, and I don't get any cut of this, I'm not making any money, I'm just, if you have no idea where to get peace and social justice gifts, you can go to my website. It's peterwerby.com. My last name is spelled W-E-R-B-E. It's W-E-R-B-E, peterwerby.com. And right up at the top it says forget the malls. You can either go to my books page or my paraphernalia page, or you can go to like the Syracuse Cultural Workers. That's where we send stuff. Or the other thing that we do, is my unnamable wife. I'm going to call her Anne. I always wanted to have a wife named Anne. If you're listening, dear, I'm only kidding. Anyways, that we send notes to people and we say we have donated a gift in your name to foodnotbombs.net or something like that, or I don't know, whatever. So that's an easy way to take care of all this last-minute shopping. Is that all I wanted to tell you? It was. Peter Werby here on the Mike Malloy Show. Let's go to our first caller. It's John on Long Island. John, hi. It's Peter Werby, and you're on the air.
Hey, Peter. How you doing? I just wanted to expand upon one of the comments you mentioned earlier about ADD, ADHD. And
yeah.
I couldn't agree with you more, and I think that that's one of the major problems in this country. You have the dumbing down of the general population here. We have people, I'm about 28 years old, and a lot of people my age, younger, even slightly older, are just not accustomed to reading the newspaper on a daily basis. And I'm not talking about like the Daily News or the Post. I'm talking about like New York Times and publications along those lines. They just get the little tidbits. They don't focus in and dig in on the relevant items that are crucial to this country. They focus on the latest pop stars and the sports and entertainment.
Well, we're also overstimulated. I mean, if you think about it, I really am ADD. I never could sit still in classes. I finished high school when I was 20 years old. I flunked the eighth grade. I never could finish college.
Sure.
And I was a perfect candidate for Ritalin, and although they had it when I was a kid, it was just in its infancy, and fortunately they didn't drug me. Because the purpose of school is to kick the animal out of you. They want to train you and discipline you to take orders for externally directed tasks. They want you to submit to authority. And if you're either, I don't know what it is, whether it's your, brain chemistry or whatever, there's great numbers of us that just can't do it. And so we're problem children. I'm sorry, what?
Well, look what you've become. You're an extremely successful individual, like myself. I was like that when I was younger, too. I would always get in trouble in elementary school, middle school.
Me, too.
But, you've become a successful adult, like myself. But
well, I always talked about the, what was it, the four P's, police, principal, parents, what else is in there?
Forget about it. I'd be in trouble all the time.
Hey, you know, check out Tom Hartman's book. You can go to his website, just tomhartman.com. And one of the things that he talks about is that people like us have to get in the right industry. Like if someone made me become an accountant. Ah! Hey, John, thank you very much. I appreciate your call. Here's Rob in New York. Rob, it's Peter Werbe on the Mike Malloy Show. You're on the air. Hi.
Hey, Peter, how's it going?
Going great. Hey, how are you getting around in New York?
It's a little chilly, but other than that, everything's fine. You know, the weather's nice.
Well, that's good. What's up?
I wanted to comment on something that you had said before. You mentioned how Bush couldn't get the warrants from the FISA court, and David Sirota had an article in the Huffington Press on Monday that was all about this, and he was talking about the fact that NBC News had gotten a document from the Pentagon, a 400-page document from the Pentagon, showing how Bush has authorized wiretaps of not only terrorists but peace activists.
Sure.
And there's no way that he would be able to get warrants to wiretap peace activists from FISA or anybody else. And the documents out there, Lisa Meyer, I think her name is, had done the article for NBC News about this. And it's really getting no press, but if you check Dave Sirota's article, it's...
Yeah, he's great. Well, I'll tell you, hopefully they are combating terrorism. They didn't do very well up to the lead-up up to September 11th, maybe thousands of American deaths did teach them a lesson or so. But the reason that this excuse for violating the Constitution that Cheney and Bush and the others are giving is a load of crap is because they are doing surveillance of domestic critics of the government. And we know how they handled people that tried to come to their rallies to listen. Yeah, I mean, this is pure fascism, where opponents cannot get into the rally for the leader. All right, we're going to take a break. Stay with us. When we come back, Larry Burns will be with us. And Larry Burns is the director of the Council on Hemispheric Affairs based in Washington. And we're going to talk about the election of Evo Morales, the Cocalero, who is now going to, I don't know what, is he going to stick it to the U.S.? The U.S. feels it's being stuck to because one of the good old boys got defeated. Peter Werbe on the Mike Malloy Show, and we'll be right back.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
What's your idea of good news? How about being on a free cruise with your friends and family? Aleve, the pain reliever devoted to providing good news for people with arthritis, is offering you the chance to win a 7-night cruise for four on a luxury ship. Visit AleveGoodNews.com to enter. While you're there, read all the good news Aleve users shared with us, and maybe you can share some of yours, like winning a free cruise, for example. Visit AleveGoodNews.com.
No purchase necessary. For rules and free entry info, call 800-353-3343. Sweepstakes ends 131-06. U.S. residents 18 or older. Void where prohibited. Users directed for minor arthritis pain.
Hello. I am the Ricola Mystery Coffer. If you hear me coughing and offer me a soothing, natural Ricola cough drop, I'll reward you with $1,000, $100,000, maybe $1 million. But be warned, I can be a man.
Or a woman.
So keep your Ricola cough drops on hand.
For clues and official rules, go to RicolaUSA.com. No purchase necessary. Game open to legal U.S. residents 18 years or older. Game begins 10-105 and ends 2-28-06.
Ricola!
This is Sally Field for Save the Children. We've all seen the devastation the hurricanes have wrought. Now imagine how we can make it better. Imagine all the children from the hurricanes feeling safe again.
Imagine all the children back with their families again. Imagine all the children going to school again.
Please help us create lasting change for children here at home and around the world. Call 1-800-SAVE-THE-CHILDREN or visit SaveTheChildren.org.
Imagine we can save the children.
Imagine.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear?
in those embarrassing moments with the new Amplayer 2005. So small and powerful, you won't believe the difference. Amplayer 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplayer is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplayer 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom-fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplayer 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplayer and hear even a whisper.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right, but now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate, so your Sunsetter could cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now, and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer, and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-337-1627 for your free DVD and $200 discount certificate. 1-800-337-1627. 1-800-337-1627.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news. Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to gotomypc.com, and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Hi, Truth Seekers. You're listening to Peter Worthy sitting in for me, Mike Malloy.
Well, Mike, thank you very much. It was a pleasure listening to you earlier today on the Randy Rhodes Show. Peter Worthy broadcasting from Detroit and welcoming back to the Mike Malloy Show, Larry Burns. Larry Burns is the director of the Council on Hemispheric Affairs. Larry, thanks for joining me once again.
Peter, it's a pleasure.
I asked you to listen to the show right from the top, did you? We didn't. And I told you I was going to talk about Bolivia the whole time, never hardly mentioned a word.
Well, I heard about retractable awnings. That's better.
Okay. Well, Evo Morales is now the president of Bolivia, a past cocalero, a cocoa grower, the head of the Union of Coca Growers. and the country's first Indian president in its 180 years of independence, even though Indians make up the vast majority of the population. You've met so many people there. Have you ever met Evo Morales?
Yes, I met him, not seriously, but with a group of people shaking his hand. And, you know, he's a perfectly affable fellow. The question is the policies that he's going to enact and what will be the nature of his relationship with Washington. He's already said, and in fact he repeated it today, that he will prove to be a nightmare for the United States. Now,
he called Bush an international terrorist.
That's right. And of course, as you know, that joins the lexicography about President Bush. Hugo Chavez, of course, refers to him as Mr. Danger. So there's a whole new industry in Latin America to baptize George Bush. But the State Department has taken a very guarded attitude towards Morales. That is, they haven't denounced him as they have previously in testimony before the House Western Hemisphere Subcommittee a number of weeks ago. The newly installed Assistant Secretary for Latin America in the State Department, Tom Shannon, gave a anatomy of Latin America, speaking about Chavez and Morales. And he really differed very little from his predecessors, Otto Reich and Roger Noriega, who were very rapacious ideologues. That is, Shannon used more polite language, but the message was the same. It really is that if you don't conform to the U.S. game plan, then you're going to be treated with hostility and even worse. And I think what's taking place in Latin America is not so much anti-Americanism, but a unwillingness to any longer sacrifice local national interests in favor of U.S. national interests. In other words, leaders throughout Latin America, and we're witnessing almost a domino effect here, that is, one after another in these elections, leftist candidates are being chosen by very appreciable margins. That is, Evo Morales, who was supposed to etch ahead by 5 points.
And not necessarily get 50%.
That's right. And he got over 10 points ahead of his closest competitor. So, I mean, this was an extremely significant victory.
The other parties have almost been wiped out, the traditional European ancestry-based parties.
Right, right. Bolivia, which is a nation of around 8 million people, that is, when I first got into the business, it had a population of under 1 million, and now it has a population of 8.5 million, which I guess is part of the problem, because there's been very poor job creation in the country as tin and other commodities fell off in terms of export. There were fewer and fewer industries left, and the governments of the day, which were European-style governments with kind of European elite running the country, and they sanctioned corruption and various forms of abuse. And so this is going to be an extremely interesting experience. It's essentially a revolt of the underclass that people saying, we no longer believe what you tell us. We no longer find traditional government forms credible. And, of course, they're demanding the renationalization of the country's natural gas resources. Bolivia has the second largest natural gas reserves in Latin America right after Venezuela.
Larry Burns is my guest from the Council on Hemispheric Affairs. Larry, Roger B. Zolik, the Deputy Secretary of State, described Hugo Chavez and others with similar approaches and policies, I'm reading from the New York Times today, as the Pied Pipers of Populism. And I don't know what that word means to the average person listening. I looked it up in the dictionary, and we were talking about this earlier today when we spoke on the phone. It means the philosophy of supporting the power and rights of the people. So why is that so bad?
All right. Well, of course, we used up our best material on that conversation we had this afternoon.
That's
so right. I'm scraping the bottom now. Populism is a standard feature in Latin America, and it has different kinds of connotations. Of course, it takes its meaning from popular. That means close to the base, which means the average citizen of the country is spoken to in stirring patriotic terms, and one uses sort of a perfectly clear language, which is very often anti-foreign in its nature. And but populism has been a very useful force in mobilizing the resources and the energies of a people. It doesn't have to be Mussolini-like. That is the man on horseback or the guy in the balcony coming forth with rants to stir up the population against its neighbors.
No, I mean, populism, I mean, if it's the someone who supports the rights and power of the people, what's the opposite of it?
Well,
corporatism.
The State Department line that you just read before, I think that... that fellow wanted to let us know that he had a liberal arts degree. But that kind of statement has makes no contribution. And that is, the under the Bush administration, anything went. I mean, the most bold-faced excesses were committed. For example, when the Iraq War first began, and they were collecting, they were making up this coalition of the willing, which was, of course, in reality was the coalition of the unwilling.
Or really the coalition of the billing, since
Right. With significant aid being given to countries that signed up,
uh-huh.
like El Salvador, and countries that didn't, like Venezuela, got the back of the hand. But right now, there's a very serious deterioration of U.S.-Latin American relations. Characteristically, Latin America was described as being in Washington's backyard, and it was very important for this reason. Well, increasingly, we're witnessing alienation take place, and these countries are no longer looking to the United States for inspiration or leadership, but they are more and more looking to the EU, the European Union, as the possible major trading partner that they're going to seek out. And, of course, they also are autonomously developing in the form of Mercosur, which is the world's third-largest trade arrangement and features such major countries as Argentina and Brazil. And Venezuela has been taking a leadership position in first of all becoming a member of Mercosur and inviting Mexico to join as well. And you're witnessing a very significant growth of this new trade organization, which worries Washington not a little, because they are pushing their own trade organization known as the Free Trade Area of the Americas, the FTAA.
Which seems to be going nowhere. You know, we have about a minute and a half left. You know, these things go by so fast. And I spent a lot of time today after our phone call, Larry Burns, at your website, COHA.org, Council on Hemispheric Affairs.org, COHA.org. So if there's much, much more there. But he's Evo Morales, a cocalero, a coca grower. He says he's going to stop the U.S. program of eradication. We've got about a minute.
Well, he's clarifying. He's really clarifying things. He is not the boogeyman at all. For example, regarding drugs, all he wants to do is to produce a certain amount of coca leaves, which are not cocaine, but is the base from which cocaine is made. These coca leaves, I mean, now when I was in Bolivia, I used to have coca leaves every day in tea. You. In fact, at the State Department, at the embassy, the U.S. Embassy, they serve coca tea.
Wow. Hey, Larry, we're out of time. Man, we should do this more regularly. We've both got too much to say. Well, I'm going to be in touch with you because after my trip to Caracas,
I'll interview you.
All right. Larry Burns, thanks so much for joining me on the Mike Malloy Show. Peter Werby here with you. We'll go back to open phones, 866-303-2270 on the Air America Radio Network. Right back to you.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor, now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really works.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420.
If you run a retail business of any kind, a restaurant, a bar, a carpet store, even a tanning salon, just to name a few, and you need money to grow or run your business, let me explain how a new idea from a company called AmeriMerchant can help you get the money you need. When your customers spend money in your store, many of them use Visa and MasterCard, right? Well, what AmeriMerchant does is advance you money against those sales. For example, if your store does $25,000 in Visa or MasterCard sales, we'll advance you a portion of those monthly sales. You can use the money for any reason or purpose, but you must have a minimum of $5,000 a month in combined Visa or MasterCard sales to qualify. There are no closing costs. You can have the money in as little as 7 days, and we approve 90% of all qualified applicants, so call right now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571.
If you're one of the millions of Americans that suffers from acne or knows a friend or a loved one suffering, please turn up your radio and take down this life-changing information. Introducing Epiclear, the revolutionary new advanced skin treatment imported from Europe, formulated to help get rid of pimples and prevent further breakouts. Great for all ages and most skin irritations, Epiclear is doing something that no other acne treatment formula has ever done. Ever. We're so confident that Epiclear will clear up your skin that we're willing to let you try it for free. That's right, you heard free, and we mean free. Over a $70 value delivered without a prescription right to your house.
Call now while free supplies last at 1-800-701-3026. Nothing to risk and everything to gain. Call Epiclear at 1-800-701-3026. That was 1-800-701-3026. Limit one order per household, please. Call 1-800-701-3026. Shipping and handling not included.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com.
Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to homebiz6.com. That's homebiz6.com.
Border to border and coast to coast, The Mike Malloy Show. All substance, no abuse.
Thank you, Kathy Malloy. Peter Werby here on The Mike Malloy Show. Broadcasting from Detroit, Michigan, the home of rock and roll, as we like to say. 866-303-2270. It used to be the Motor City. At best, now it's the Pizza City. You know, this is where... What are all those pizza chains? Little Caesar and Domino's, and isn't there one others as well? Anyway, we just finished with Larry Burns, director of the Council on Hemispheric Affairs, and I said earlier in the show, I never got around to it, I was going to try to deconstruct this article by Joel Brinkley from Washington, not from La Paz or Cochabamba in Bolivia, about the election of Evo Morales. And the article is called U.S. Keeps a Wary Eye on the Next Bolivian President. And although it's the 21st, let's see as well here, the one I was also looking at, called In the Footsteps of Che Guevara, Democracy in South America. Remember, that's where Che Guevara was executed. And this is from December 16th from the Independent in the U.K. If you go to commondreams.org, very interesting article. In the Footsteps of Che Guevara, and you go down the left side and get to kind of to the end of the first column, it says more. Click on that, then go to December 16th, and you'll find this. And let me look at the clock. I'll just start on this. On the campaigns, well, first off, U.S. keeps wary eye on the next Bolivian president. All of this is, the tenor is of suspicion that things are not going as they have been in these countries. You have to remember that that South America was dominated either by the United States or by local corrupt brutal elites. Remember, you may the cocaine colonels, all of these dictators, the Stroessners, the fascists in Brazil. We just go country by country. Pinochet in Chile. All of that was okay with the United States. Because why? I mean, it's pretty simple. Does anybody disagree with this? Remember, those were the friends of democracy. Those were the friends of democracy as seen throughout 100 years of U.S. policy towards Latin America. The worst dictators, the worst torture states, and of course, 100 times of military intervention by U.S. troops in Central and South American countries for one and only one reason, to prop up rotten dictatorships that supported U.S. corporations. There was no other reason. Is there some right-winger listening that wants to tell us that there was some other reason for U.S. intervention in Central America and in South America other than corporate interest? That like every other region where U.S. foreign policy has touched, a mountain of corpses grew to enrich us for our looting of that region? Anyways, on the campaign stump, Evo Morales liked to say he was elected president of Bolivia. If he was, he was, in fact. He would become America's nightmare. After his election on Sunday, a State Department official said essentially the same thing, calling Morales potentially our worst nightmare. Why? Why is it? Because he won't follow U.S. and World Bank and IMF, International Monetary Fund, dictates. He won't allow Morales, nor will Hugo Chavez or some of the others, allow the countries to continue to be looted by the United States corporations. The Bush administration fears that Morales will follow through with his promise to join Hugo Chavez, the Venezuelan president, as an anti-American leftist leader, while also carrying out his promise to reduce restrictions on his nation's production of coca leaf, the primary ingredient of cocaine, much of which finds its way to the United States. Well, the people of Bolivia know how to use the coca leaf. As Larry Burns, our guest from the Council on Hemispheric Affairs, just said, they put it in tea, they chew it, and there's a description in this article in the Footsteps of Che Guevara about this little meeting or rally where everyone's sitting around chewing coca leaf, so you get a little buzz. Kind of, what's the other thing you get a little buzz off? What the hell's that stuff called? That coffee, right? So You don't wind up turning it into crack. You do not biologically open it, or technologically, or chemicologically, that's the word I'm looking for, chemicologically open the coca leaf. That's when you begin to get in trouble. In fact, at this rally that's mentioned here, at the end, one of the singers of this band that's playing grabs the microphone and screams, "The place to eradicate coca is in the noses of those gringo sons of bitches." That's us. The demand that this nation and Europe has for cocaine and for crack. And let's see, Mr. Morales said, if they want to talk about the war on drugs, fine, but the discussion should start with demand, not supply. He's an eloquent defender of the rights of the cocaleros, as one could expect from a man who came to prominence as their spokesman. Now, there also, what is the deal? Why is the United States so opposed to strong executives? Haven't we just heard that from Cheney? Isn't that just what Cheney is advocating? Of course, all of that is, that's for us. This article, Cheney argues for Nixon-era powers, and he's unhappy. Pardon me. Cheney is that presidential clout was eroded by things like Watergate. Watergate and a lot of things around Watergate in Vietnam during the 70s served, I think, to erode the authority the president needs to be effective. Yeah, like now, right? He's done real well. First hour of the Mike Malloy Show under our belt. I'm Peter Werby. I'm actually going to get to your call, so hang on. If you want to call during the break, some news ahead and all that, 866-303-2270. We'll be right back.
Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
I live in New York City, the supposed great liberal bastion of the North. But in the past couple of days, all I've heard about is the selfishness of the transit strikers who have screwed working people throughout the rest of the city by rejecting the MTA's offer. Hardly anyone is calling the MTA, which is sitting on a $1 billion surplus, selfish. Bloomberg complains that the city is losing $400 million a day, but with a measly $20 million over 3 years, the MTA could have avoided this whole catastrophe. To be fair, though, the union has done a terrible job in making its case to the public. They need to explain, in clear language, why they had no other choice but to walk away from their jobs, not only for themselves, but for the sake of working people everywhere. Otherwise, this could turn into another black eye for the labor movement, and given that support for unions is already at an all-time low, that's the last thing it needs right now. I'm Sam Graham Felsen for Air America Radio. For more, visit thenation.com.
This is your Mother Jones Minute. Here's Mother Jones publisher, Jay Harris.
They say this is the season for giving. But let's unwrap that idea. According to the latest Mother Jones, 2/3 of American households say they give to charity. But the IRS says only 1/3 report any donations on their taxes. What gives? Maybe we're busy spending on other things. Americans shell out about $8 billion every year on Christmas decorations. That's 4 times what we give to protect the environment. And when we do give, check out where the money goes. Campus Crusade for Christ raised $380 million last year. That's more than PBS, Easter Seals, and the Boy Scouts combined. One great thing about the season for giving, it comes every year. This year, let's get it right.
For the best investigative reporting and news, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. George Bush's secret authorization of domestic spying apparently caused a federal judge to resign from the special court set up to oversee government surveillance. U.S. District Judge James Robertson has stepped down from that court. He's not commenting on the decision, but the Washington Post reports it resulted from concerns that he has about the legality of the surveillance program Bush authorized. Robertson was a member of the secret Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, which oversees government applications for secret surveillance or searches of foreigners and American citizens suspected of terrorism or espionage. George Bush demanding an end to the Senate filibuster of the Patriot Act, declaring obstruction is inexcusable. He tells reporters failing to renew the act will endanger America. Four Republicans joined Senate Democrats in blocking the extension of key provisions set to expire at year's end. There is some talk about some sort of compromise to extend it. The critics contend more civil liberties protections needed in the bill, which Congress passed after 9/11 to give law enforcement additional powers. The House already passed an extension. Senators are trying to wrap things up so they can head home for the holidays. George Bush also said today future generations of Americans will say thank God for those who stood strong for freedom in Iraq. He says the fight in Iraq is laying the foundation for peace for generations to come. He was speaking to military caregivers at the Bethesda Naval Hospital outside Washington. Afterward, he visited privately with Marines injured in the fighting in Iraq. Bush says the battle in Iraq shows the current generation of Americans understands it's been called to act to seize the moment. It's about over in Bolivia's presidential race. An official count shows leftist coca grower Evo Morales collecting more than 52% of the vote, with almost all the vote ballots counted. He's got needs just 50% of the final vote to win outright and avoid a runoff. Bolivian newspapers have already started to refer to Morales as president-elect, and the outgoing administration says it's preparing to hand over power. Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas says he has not yet decided if he'll postpone the upcoming parliamentary election if Israel won't let Palestinians in the city of Jerusalem vote. Abbas has been under pressure from his party to delay the January 25th vote because of concerns about the growing political clout of the Islamic militant group Hamas. Two senior Israeli officials have said their government won't let Palestinians vote in Jerusalem because it objects to Hamas being in the campaign. Palestinian officials deny Abbas is using Israel's threat as a pretext to call off the election. In the past, Mahmoud Abbas has insisted the vote will take place as scheduled, but he now says the idea should be studied carefully. This is Air America Radio News.
So, isn't this a nice restaurant?
It's fabulous, but...
What? You were wondering if I brought enough cash?
Well, no, but...
No worries. I've got the Dynasys Visa prepaid card. It's good anywhere Visa debit is accepted.
Great, but...
And the Dynasys card is so legit, it's the player's choice of prepaid cards.
But, baby...
Yeah.
Who are all these guys?
Them? That's Vladimir Guerrero, Frank Thomas, Pedro Martinez, Kurt Schilling, Greg Maddox, and that there is my man, Pudge Rodriguez.
Well, your man...
What?
Won't let me eat my dinner.
Yo, Pudge, quit blocking the plate.
Dynasys Visa prepaid card. No credit checks, no bank account needed. Call 1-800-406-3636 to get yours today. Loaded at thousands of retailers. Use it online, pay bills, or get cash at ATMs. Dynasys, the card you deserve, the name you trust. Call 1-800-406-3636. That's 1-800-406-3636. Official licensee, Major League Baseball Players Association. Issued by MetaBank, Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74. This is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a home? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and receive a smoke detector with free 24-hour monitoring when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
If you think it's too late in life to earn the college degree you want, then listen to this. Now you can go to a university designed for busy working adults. It's University of Phoenix, the nation's largest accredited private university. In most cases, you can earn a bachelor's or a master's degree in just 2 to 3 years. To find out how, call 1-866-431-3600. At over 170 University of Phoenix campuses, the small classroom settings are designed for working adults with busy lives. With their efficient learning model, you'll cover more material in less time, going to convenient classes in the evening or on the weekend. At University of Phoenix, you can do this. For a complimentary brochure on degree programs in business, technology, nursing, education, and more, call University of Phoenix now, 1-866-431-3600. Offer not valid in Tennessee. Programs vary by campus. Classes are forming, so call now, 1-866-431-3600. That's 1-866-431-3600.
To the Mike Malloy Show on the air on Air America Radio Network. Peter Werby sitting in for Mike. He'll be back tomorrow. He and Kathy and the gang. I guess that includes Molly, right? The little one. 866-303-2270. You know, I haven't even looked at my email. Calltalkyes@yahoo.com. Calltalkyes@yahoo.com. You want to get a look at me and some of the things I've got going? Nothing for sale. PeterWerby.com, last name W-E-R-B-E.com. And the first hour, we were talking about the election of Cocalero, Evo Morales, to become the president of Bolivia and all that that meant. And I may still have some things more to say about that. We had our guest, Larry Burns, from the Council on Hemispheric Affairs. And let me see, what else did we talk about? I was off on a rave, oh yeah, about gay marriage, yeah, and was giving a big public congratulations to Elton John and his partner, who tied the knot officially. And, you know, I never really got, and here I'm off on a tangent on this again, it's about love. I know lots of gay couples. I know a lot of gay people. Why? One of the reasons is that I'm in showbiz, and a lot of people in showbiz are gay. I mean, a disproportionately high number. And they're also disproportionately creative. There's a whole, you know, psychoanalytic explanation. But whatever. Gaia bless them, right? And who cares what other people do in their bedroom or who they love? That is the key word, love. If you ever have seen these scenes of, remember, what was it, earlier this year or last year when people were getting hitched in Massachusetts and California? And here were these happy men and women that could publicly be recognized as loving, committed people. And on the other side, people, these hate-filled people. So it really is love versus hate. Have these people, you know, they think they're so witty. You know, they say God created Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. Well, Gaia bless Adam and Steve and Adam and Eve as well if they're getting married. And just here are these people that say they want to get government off of people's back, and they're making more rules, more laws, controlling people's behavior. I wish I was on Sirius. I know this partly is because I would say F them, you know, that's what I'd say. And which is one of the reasons that I can't be real good friends with conservatives, with the cons. We'll talk about that maybe next hour. Let me get your calls real quickly here at 866-303-2270. Dick Cheney flew back. They probably always think they have him like in dry ice or something, shipped him back from one of these phony visits to the troops that he sent over to kill and be killed into Iraq, and cast the deciding vote for this new congressional budget bill. which, among other things, well, first main thing it is, and the main purpose of it is to give more money to the already rich. What is up with these people? I mean, they're so rich, they're so powerful, they have little opposition. We're barely getting the resistance together now, and they have it all. Why do they want more to the point where it drives this nation into debt to foreign banks? What, I mean, these people are true psychos. Anyway, this particular bill, which the budget bill, the particular part of it which addresses Medicaid, is another one of these cold-hearted, evil aspects of the conservative agenda and the conservative personality. Punitive. Because, remember, they're all authoritarians, and they hate people below them on the higher on the hierarchy. So all of you middle class and, Gaia forbid, working class people that support the Republicans, these people up on top have no respect for you, no regard for you. You're cannon fodder for their wars. You're dog meat for their factories and offices. I mean, get a clue. Anyways, here's what this does. It imposes premiums and copayments on Medicaid recipients. These people are getting help from the government because they're so damn poor, the wages they get are so bad, or something has happened to them that they can't afford medical care. They don't have health care, right? So they get Medicaid. So these, in order to finance more money to go to the wealthy, their buddies, they're going to take it from the poor. It also freezes doctors' pay and toughens work requirements for welfare recipients, right? There's Medicaid is the health program for more than 50 million low-income people. Now, it's not going to save that much. This budget bill would save the federal government $26.5 billion in Medicaid and $22.3 in Medicare over the next 10 years. But the tax break for the wealthy is even greater. These people are lunatics. Do you know what a family would look like if they were running it? Dad would be multi-maxed out on his credit card, still buying all these luxury items, and deciding to take a trip to Las Vegas. Or I guess now, like here in Detroit, you can just go downtown to the gambling casino, right? This is going to shock you, I'm sure. Drug makers and health insurance companies escaped largely unscathed, right? Negotiators rejected several provisions of the Senate bill that would have cut their payments. So they want to make sure that their buddies, the corruption, I shouldn't even say it's so deep. It is. It is corruption manifest. There is no legitimacy whatsoever to these pack of bandits that control the Senate and the House. Under the final agreement, all states have to ensure that half their welfare recipients are engaged in work. I mean, there's no more able-bodied people on welfare, is there? But now get this. Now, you know, don't do anything violent, all right? Don't go find this guy. Representative Joe L. Barton, Republican of Texas, the architect of the Medicaid provisions, in other words, to make people who are at like $12,830 to $19,245, he says that the higher copayments are needed to, quote, encourage personal responsibility among low-income people. This rotten son of a bitch, this arrogant, what can you say about something like that that is so heartless, so cold-hearted? And this is typical of the cons, the conservatives. Punitive, despising those classes below you. How dare they be poor, even though everything we do within the system structures and guarantees that there'll be poor people to the level that is a disgrace to the United States, the wealthiest country in the world and the country with the highest percentage of poor people of all the industrialized nation. These people have to be driven out of office. Just some quotes. William D. Novelli, isn't he even a Republican, chief executive of the AARP, says it protects the pharmaceutical industry, the managed care industry, and other providers at the expense of low-income Medicaid beneficiaries and Medicare beneficiaries who will foot the bill. This is what this wealthy Republican says. We have to make the poor pay more to encourage personal responsibility among low-income people. Does anyone think, listening to this broadcast, that there is personal responsibility among high-income people? There's not a bit. Hey, at 34 after the hour, we're going to be interviewing somebody from the American Friends Service Committee. He's going to talk to us about his group being wiretapped. Right now, let's go to Brian in Queens. Brian, hi. Thanks for waiting so long. You're on the air. It's Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show.
Yeah, how are you? How are you?
Good, good.
I was just what you were talking about with what's going in Latin American countries. You know, it's like our whole history is basically like a whole modern history with the CIA and all. I mean, I was watching this documentary, this film with a guy named Leroy Fletcher Prouty, who was the chief of special operations from 45 to 1964, and he talks about they had a handbook for assassinations for quote unquote unfriendly to American interests, South American leaders. And you look in the history of like Allende or in like Iran, Mossadegh or other people like that, and
sure,
then prop up a brutal dictator, you know.
And also, what happens when we take out somebody like Mossadegh in Iran?
Yeah.
What follows then is the Shah. And then, so we can't figure out why we're so hated, because we installed a government that for 25 years was this hideous torture state that was aligned with the United States.
And you know what we do? We create a false biography about the guy. The guy could just be a Democratic leader who says, look, I want the resources for my people. I don't want to be exploited and all that. And then you have these leaders like what we have now that say, look, we want what you have or else. And that's what happens. And then we create a lie like, oh, they're communist or they're this or that. You know.
Well, they admit it now. Back in the day, liberal and leftist critics say in 1954, when the United States also overthrew the democratically elected government of Guatemala, they said in Guatemala they were communist. Mossadegh, I think they said same thing. Now, 50 years later, they say, oh yeah, well, that wasn't so good, and they were really just democratically elected people. It's too late, but we ought to learn from history. By the way, anybody doesn't believe this, just go to Google, put in U.S. intervention South America, see what you get. We'll be right back to get your calls. Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show, 866-303-2270. We'll be right back on the Air America Radio Network.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor, now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really works.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420.
Ever send an email that you wish you could get back? We've all had it. Send or regret. That feeling you get right after you send an email with the wrong attachment, the wrong information, or to the wrong person. Now you can get those emails back with Big String, the world's first recallable, erasable, self-destructing email. Big String lets you send emails that self-destruct, can't be printed, can't be saved, can't be forwarded. Now you can have the ultimate in email privacy and control for yourself or your business. Now you can self-destruct or change your email after it's already been sent or read. You'll never have to worry about an embarrassing email again. It's your email, and you should decide who gets to read it and for how long. Send important emails, pictures, and documents with total peace of mind that Big String is protecting you. Protect your privacy and take control of your email. Act now and get an extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free. To get your extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free, go to BigString2.com. That's BigString, the number 2.com. BigString2.com for total email privacy and control.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers. So meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
And now, back to Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show. Hey, Mike, thank you very much. Peter Werby here at 866-303-2270, Air America Radio Network. Peter from Tallahassee sent me a comment, actually an article, when I was talking earlier about homophobia, which says, is homophobia associated with homosexual arousal? So if you hate homosexuals, if you fear them, have anxiety about them, anger towards them, even discomfort and aversion, this is for you. Psychoanalytic theory holds that homophobia is the result of repressed homosexual urges that the person is either unaware of or denies. New empirical evidence is consistent with that theory. I won't bother to read the whole the deal. So, homophobes, hey, okay, you know where that's going. All right, let's go back to our phones, and let's see. Let's take, where's my two on here? Oh, there it is. Let's go. Wow, this is right near me. This is William in Yale, Michigan. Hey, William, hi, it's Peter Werby. You're on the air.
Hi, how you doing?
Who's yelling back there?
I just walked into the office where I work, but my original, punch me out, Bill. My original call was because the union, I think what they're doing out there is right.
Okay.
Because back in Kennedy's days, when he put Hoffa in jail, Fitzsimmons took over the Teamsters, and Matt Maroney or whatever his name, they stole a bunch of money from the union, and the government stood in and started controlling our money. And then, on top of that, all these big companies, all these big corporations, the trucking companies, everybody, they want to have a no-strike clause. And when I worked at GM back in the 60s, there was no such thing as a no-strike clause.
That's right.
You went on strike, you went outside the building, you stood out there, they didn't make no cars, they didn't make no money. It only took a matter of a few days, negotiations took place.
Well, there were some long GM strikes, but you're generally right. Yeah, in other words, the workers didn't work and the plant didn't produce, but this whole globalization now, they just start making stuff, you know, they ramp up production in another country.
Yeah, but the whole thing is, it's all about busting the union.
Oh, sure.
I mean,
it absolutely
is. Delphi's doing the same thing.
Delphi, yeah, has just announced its stock is worthless. And you know what it has done to people who had 401ks with work with that firm? It's just like Enron. And you know the big guys, the suits, The guys with the $8,000 Rolex watches, they're going to walk out of there still rich, aren't they? In the meantime, they've ruined the lives of how many thousands of their loyal employees. And that's one of the things, William, that's always necessary to remember. Very frequently, most employees have intense loyalty to their companies, and the guys in the suits have zero loyalty to their employees. I think that's the right it. All right, William, thank you very much. Let me get another call before our break. Down to Dawsonville, Georgia's JP. JP, it's PW on the MM show.
Oh, hey, Peter.
Hi.
I love your show.
Oh, thank you.
And I love listening to you every Sunday. What I called in about is I'm wondering what are Democrats going to do if they don't take back Congress? I mean, when I say Democrats, I mean the voters. What are we going to do if our party doesn't take back Congress in the next election?
Well, I don't know. I mean, they don't seem capable of the task. I mean, they're showing a little bit of gumption now. I don't know how much more they need to have the corruption of the Republicans, the violation of the Constitution, the lies that went up to this war, the state of the economy, making us into a debtor nation. What more do they need for ammunition?
Exactly, and I can't even imagine. I mean, just imagine what the Republicans would be saying if Bush was a Democrat.
Yeah, you're right.
It would be nonstop. You'd be hearing it day after day after day. You'd just be seeing Republicans talking about how Bush caused 9/11 and how he he's white. They'd be going after his wiretapping thing.
They would indeed. All right, thank you, JP. Well, let's go to John in Los Angeles. Hi, John. It's Peter Werbe on the Mike Malloy Show. You're on the air.
Peter, it's so great to hear your voice again. I haven't been back in Detroit in 20 years. I was raised in Flint.
Hey, you can still hear my show. Oh, I should, never mind. I shouldn't say this. Never mind.
Well, yeah, I'm going to start searching. I actually, forgive me, but I got back to L.A. and I fell in love with Mike. I forgot I could find you online.
Yeah, you can go just Peter Werbe, W-E-R-B-E, peterwerbe.com. We'll give you all the info. Yeah,
fantastic.
Tell me quick, though, because we're almost out of this segment's almost
very
gone.
Good. As we push for impeachment, as we drive towards impeachment, and I think we do stand a chance because the Zogby poll online today said 53% of the nation supports impeachment. Now, 53%.
Really?
So, yeah, that was today. Well, I couldn't find online a drive, a petition, or anything, an organized effort, and I think it should be a parallel effort, to revoke Bush's pardon option. If we don't do it, all those snakes are going to go right into the grass and come back out later.
Yeah, that's what his daddy did. Remember, at the end of his term, he pardoned all those people that stood the possibility of indictment.
Including
on a
himself.
Series. Did he do that? Can he do that?
Yes, he pardoned himself. And if we don't, I don't know the legalities, but if they don't, I was thinking, I pitched it to Move On today, that they should have a parallel effort and start an online petition now. Otherwise, what is all the effort and money put into going after these guys going to do? It's going to go into thin air. He waves his wand and these sneaky crazies, you know.
I hear you. Well, listen, John, it would be pleasant enough just driving him out of office. All right, we got to go to break. Thanks for joining us from Los Angeles. We'll be right back with Michael O'Connell. He's the Great Lakes Regional Director for the American Friends Service Committee. Their group in Florida was the one that had the domestic spying by the Pentagon put upon them. So we'll talk with him when we come back on the Mike Malloy Show. Peter Werbe with you on Air America Radio.
Ready, everybody? Sammy, put down the rich chocolate Ovaltine hot. Okay, here comes the beep. Hi, you've reached the Connors. Beth.
Jerry.
And Samantha.
We can't get to the phone right now because
I want to finish my Ovaltine hot. It's the best hot chocolate in the whole wide world.
Sammy.
It has vitamins and stuff, but I just like the taste. Yummy, creamy, chocolatey, and
Sammy.
Ovaltine hot makes my belly feel all warm inside and
Sammy.
Oh, leave a message.
That went well.
More Ovaltine, please.
Uniting the mind, body, and spirit to promote peace, compassion, and respect for human dignity. That's the goal of Sit for Change, an international event promoting the practice of meditation as a force for social change. Go to sitforchange.org to learn how to support our partners like Amnesty International and Save the Children, charities focused on human rights, family, the environment, and the benefits of meditation. Join the Sit for Change Meditation Marathon, culminating on New Year's Eve Day. Change your mind, change the world. Visit sitforchange.org today.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor, now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420.
You know, people pay as much as $48 for a pound of gourmet coffee, as much as $150 for a diet pill. Well, what if we combine the two into a great-tasting coffee that guarantees you'll lose weight? Well, we have, and it's called Slim Cafe. A combination of 7 safe and effective diet ingredients blended into a gourmet coffee. This 28-ounce bag of Slim Cafe is a 45-day supply. Simply replace your coffee with ours and watch those pounds fade away. And if you don't lose 5 or 10 pounds, well, return it for a full refund, no questions asked. Get started on your own weight loss program by calling toll-free now. You'll get a 45-day supply of delicious Slim Cafe for only $39.95. And remember, if you don't start losing pounds, return it for a full refund. Call now and start your day with Slim Cafe. Call toll-free right now, 1-800-399-6220. That's 1-800-399-6220. Call now, 1-800-399-6220.
If you're considering a loan or bankruptcy to get out of debt, it's time for you to stop and think about how your decision will affect your finances and your credit rating. Before you do anything, talk to the experts at Trinity First. They'll provide you with a free debt analysis and a proven plan to get you out of debt.
We owe thousands in credit card debt. Those past due notices were piling up, and the collection calls were getting ugly.
Trinity looked at our situation and put us on a plan.
We started saving money, and we stopped dodging phone calls.
Trinity gave us one monthly payment we can handle.
They reduced our interest, so over time, we saved thousands.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity.
We did. Now we're debt-free for keeps.
Trinity!
Call the experts at Trinity for your free debt analysis at 800-936-7649. That's 800-936-7649. Call now. 800-936-7649.
Are you a victim? If you have credit card debt, are making mortgage payments or car payments, you are a victim. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth System, and I want to send you my free tape so you can see just how easy it is to stop being a victim and start living debt-free.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
You can get out of debt, and with just the money you already make. I did, and so have over 500,000 others using my proven debt elimination system.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
My system doesn't just consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's amazing how simple and easy it really is. Call for your free tape. It's time you got out of debt and started living life on your terms, not theirs. Call 1-800-500-6104. That's 1-800-500-6104. 1-800-500-6104.
How much would it cost your small business if your computers crashed? A federal agency reports that half of the businesses who lost their data center for 10 days or longer filed for bankruptcy. Don't let this happen to you. Omnitech gives you 24/7 computer support. They'll back up your data nightly, stop viruses and hackers, and when your computer crashes, they guarantee to have you up and running within 24 hours for any reason.
Our servers blew due to a power surge, and we thought we lost our customer list. It's
saved our business that OmniTech had them backed up.
My employees used to wait for hours for tech support, but since we switched to OmniTech, problems get resolved quickly.
Give your employees a single toll-free number to reach a Microsoft-certified technician who will fix any computer problem day or night while they're on the phone. With OmniTech, you'll have an IT army for less than the cost of your morning cup of coffee. Try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-936-6132 for your free trial. 800-936-6132. Call now. 800-936-6132.
Hi, Truth Seekers. You're listening to Peter Werby sitting in for me, Mike Malloy.
Well, Mike, thank you very much. He sounds so calm, doesn't he? Anybody hear him on the Randy Rhodes show today? Wow, Mike was at his absolute screaming best. He'll be back tomorrow. Kathy Malloy, little Molly Malloy as well. We can't locate our guests from the American Friends Service Committee, so we are open phone 866-303-2270, 866-303-2270. And emails at calltalkyes@yahoo.com, the Mike Malloy Show here on the Air America Radio Network. Let's see. The Senate has passed a six-month extension of the USA Patriot Act late tonight, hoping to avoid the expiration of law enforcement powers deemed vital on the war in on terror. You know, they could repeal the whole damn thing and the war on terror, which isn't a war on terror. It's like a war on drugs or a war on poverty that they used to have. It's a necessary effort to stop these crazed right-wing religious fanatics from doing more harm to the United States. The best way we could do it would be to disengage from the Middle East, or at least engage on in a manner that is not confrontational and doesn't try to control resources over there. That would go about 80% of the way to stopping these nutballs that feel they have no other alternative other than to, like, use their bodies as weapons. But they're desperate people, and we have made them desperate. They didn't come seeking us out of nowhere because, what did Bush used to say? They don't like our life now. What the hell was it? Anyways, you know, they don't like our freedom or anything like that. That's a lot of crap. Anyways, the extension gives critics more time to seek civil liberty safeguards in the law. Do you think? Yeah. Bush, how does this man do this? He visited Marines wounded in Iraq. He's the guy that sent them there under false pretenses and got their faces shot off. People that'll never walk again. Let me see if I can reach this. Yes. That was unprofessional, wasn't it? But who the hell cares? Red District Blue candidate, Purple Heart. During 13 months of rehabilitation at Walter Reed Medical Center in Washington, Major L. Tammy Duckworth said she did a lot of reading about American school children losing their competitive advantage with China, encountering questions about her top-of-the-line prosthesis, that's hard for me to say, while walking around a shopping mall, she says, has made her ponder inequities in America's healthcare system. So she's a severely wounded veteran of Iraq, and she's running as a Democrat. And there's plenty of time to critique the Bush administration's prosecution of the war in Iraq, where she lost both legs and partial use of her right arm when a rocket-propelled grenade hit the Black Hawk helicopter when she was flying over the Tigris River. Man, had my legs blown off in Iraq, and because I had my legs blown off in Iraq, people are listening to me. I'm not going to get my legs back, she says, and that's fine, but that gives me a platform to talk about the things that are important, like education and jobs. That's great. She's going to seek the Henry Hyde is leaving, or did he die or something? But good, get rid of this man. He in suburban Chicago, she says, amputees fall down a lot. It's just the nature of being an amputee, so you'll probably see that, she said. I'm learning to tuck and roll really well. Lost both legs and an arm. I wonder how the Republicans are going to scum her the way they scum the senator from Georgia. Man. All right, let's go back to our phones. Here's Eddie in New York City. Eddie, hi, it's Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show. Thanks for calling 866-303-2270. You're on the air.
Hiya, Peter. Excuse me. Hiya, Peter.
How you doing?
Pretty good. Very good. After that, this guy, I called to talk about the strike and the union thing, but you just got me with that woman story.
Yeah, and she's running as a Democrat. I hope I made that clear.
Well, I would imagine so. I didn't know that that he went over to Iraq, Bush.
No, he didn't. It was at Beth in Maryland, Bethesda.
Oh, but at least he went to actually see is that the first time?
It says, since the Iraq War began in 2003, it has become an annual pre-Christmas rite for President Bush to personally comfort wounded soldiers. Man, could you imagine being 20 years old or so and having, you know, and having this guy, who everybody knows now, lied about the reasons for going into Iraq, come visit you?
Yeah, well, they could send a mannequin. Nobody would notice the difference, needed to be, including him at this point. But things are turning around, actually. I'll just have to get back to the unions then, because that's what I called about.
Sure, please.
An interesting New York perspective. We had a couple of days ago, before the deadline, and these guys haven't had a contract in 3 years.
Right.
The MTA, for people around the country that are listening, the Metropolitan Transit Authority, makes billions and billions of dollars a year. They get all the tolls from they have all the trains, they have the subways, they collect money, they don't know what to do with it. They just had to dump $1 billion.
So wait a minute, they're not like hurting? They're profitable?
Profitable. They have built in, they just collect.
Well, I know, but there's also expenses.
Yeah, no, they just had $1 billion surplus that they reinvested in the course of a week just so that they wouldn't have it at the point of contract negotiations.
So this is actually nothing but flagrant union busting.
It's actually, you know what, we got it so good and right. Now we're going to show you we still want more. We still want you. It's still tough. You're going to have to tighten your belt. When they just had to dump $1 billion surplus.
Well, you know, Eddie, and I'm sure you do know this, that I think that private unionization in private corporations and companies is down to about 8%, and the real bastion remaining of unionization is in government unions, and now Bush Co. is after them.
Yeah, and select industries. I'm in one of them. I belong to one of the better industries. I don't want to get myself in trouble.
You going to tell it? Can you tell us what union or no?
Yeah, I will. I work for Verizon.
Okay. I didn't. Well, that's the company. And, no, so you're the communication workers of America.
Yeah, I'm not going to play. I shouldn't have to play any games.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty good company. It's a pretty good job. And even us, we have the economic terrorism, you know?
Make sure.
Everybody try to worry about you're lucky you have a job.
Well,
and it's insane.
Here's what people, I don't want to get into real...
I know you're a labor guy, that's why.
Oh, well, I am. I'm American. I've been a union member for 35 years, and I completely support the labor movement. Class war is being practiced against us, whether we're in a union or not, and the majority of working people, which includes the middle class, I hate to say it, it's too dumb to realize it. We just sit in here on our duffs. But you got to remember that in terms of profitability, there's two kinds of capital. There is fixed capital. That's when you buy the trains or you got to pour the cement and like that. And then there's variable capital. That's the only thing you can really affect, and that's the price of our labor. That's the only thing that can be driven down substantially, and that's what the rich are up to worldwide. Worldwide, they're going to return us to feudalism. That's their deal. Eddie, thanks for joining us on the Mike Malloy Show. Let's see. Let's go to Sam in Sacramento. Sam, hi. It's Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show. You're on the air.
Hey, a pleasure to talk to you, Peter.
Thank you.
Well, the reason why I called, first of all, that caller was absolutely right about that $1 billion. But, you know, I don't know the story and all the intricacies of the story, but I'm sure you're familiar with the story. Back in the 70s, the very first campaign that Karl Rove ever worked on was in Texas, and his candidate, we'll call him Candidate A, was behind in the polls. So what he did was planted a bug in the office of his candidate, and then they invited the media in, and they said, hey, look what Candidate B did.
Uh-huh.
You know, and it turned the race. There was a debate the next night, and that's what the focus was. What my point is we do not know the extent of this wiretapping and bugging. What we do know is these guys are brazing, and rest assured, it hasn't stopped. If I were a senator or a congressman or even John Edwards or John Kerry. I would be conducting sweeps of my homes, my automobiles, my offices. I would be very careful about anybody who I brought into my inner circle. And I do think the Kerry people would be wise to backtrack every step of their campaign, every hotel room, to see if anything was left behind.
Well, let me tell you this. I absolutely agree with you, Sam, but this speaks to very eloquently why the rule of law is so important. Because when it's not operational, like now we have a rogue regime in Washington, you have to always speculate in terms of what they're doing. Because, yeah, why wouldn't they go to the court, the special court, which always grants them the right to wiretap, unless they were doing domestic surveillance on their political opponents and the popular resistance to their policies, right?
Well, and that's a solid point. You know, the other thing, I don't know if you've heard, but about a month ago, a story leaked, and it got buried, the mainstream media, but that this administration had an enemies list of about 10,000 people, and I believe names like Nancy Pelosi and these were on it.
Well, I better be on it, or I'm going to be pissed.
And you know, and they're telling these different intelligence agencies to compile dossiers. You know, this is all way out of hand here, way out of hand. I'm sure somebody from the right would hear this conversation. You know, you guys are conspiracy theorists, and you just need to fall in line. And
well, that's what I'm talking about, Sam, that when you don't have the rule of law, then conspiracy can easily at least appear to rule, although I think it does actually rule. Sam, thank you very much. Hey, let's go to April in Michigan. April, stay with me. I hear our music coming up. It means we're going to take a break. Ooh, listen to that bass line. And I suspect I met April this afternoon at a peace demonstration in Royal Oak, Michigan. It's the Mike Malloy Show on the Air America Radio Network. Peter Werby with you. 866-303-2270. We'll be right back.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
You're telling this committee you didn't know your statements were false.
No, Senator, I did not.
You're under oath?
I know that.
Well, look right here in The Nation magazine. All that claptrap was debunked.
I don't read The Nation.
Nobody told you about it?
Nobody in the White House reads The Nation.
Well, maybe they should. I think the American people assume these decisions you make are based on fact.
That's not the way we operate.
Oh, I am getting you guys The Nation.
Don't waste your money.
Oh, it doesn't take money. A four-week mini subscription is free.
I don't want a four-week mini subscription free.
You'd rather remain in ignorance?
I'd rather remain in my job.
You're saying they fire you for reading The Nation.
Not for reading it, Senator. Just for being seen with it.
Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept our free mini subscription. That's readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.GoToMyPC.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
So you want to stop smoking? Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell him you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the smoke-free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with smoke-free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
And now, back to Peter Werby on the Mike Molloy Show.
Thank you, Mike. 866-303-2270 on the Air America Radio Network. We were talking just a little while ago about how this new budget accord that Cheney flew back to approve that gives billions to his rich buddies and takes away from Medicaid recipients and makes them pay copay. And one of the most, I can't believe that more people aren't talking about this mean-hearted, cold son of a bitch, Joe L. Barton, Republican of Texas, architect of the Medicaid provisions that would take money from people making like $12,830 a year who are working. He says he wants higher copays to encourage personal responsibility among low-income people. There's no personal responsibility whatsoever among high-income people. I said that. This is from the Detroit area. Marcia writes in, I'm listening to you fill in on Air America, and you mentioned the copays Medicare and Medicaid recipients will soon be required to pay and how this will benefit the pharmaceutical companies. I am a Medicare recipient who has thus far been given free samples through a government-funded program in Walled Lake, Michigan, for people with mental disabilities for the medication I need to cure the disease I have, a lot of that in quotes, bipolar disorder. I truly believe the pharmaceutical companies have tried through the issuance of these free samples to get me dependent on these drugs, and now they feel they're in a position to charge for them. We're a nation of drug addicts. And, it's the old thing about heroin here, they take the first one free. Thank you, for that. Let me see, too. There was another one. Bruce, who is who takes part in the Tom Hartman. Go to tomhartman.com and go to the chat room, and it acts as a chat room for this program as well. There is an MSNBC. It's too long to give you the website, but I will have it on my website tomorrow. Anyways, the question is, what happened to that? I'll have to click on it again. The question is, please appear on my screen immediately. Thank you. Do you believe President Bush's actions justify impeachment? Of course, this is one of these things that's non-scientific. Yes, between the secret spying, the deceptions leading to war and more, there's plenty to justify putting him on trial. 88% of us said yes, and I just voted. I voted yes. 4% say no, or 11% say no, I guess. All right, let's go to April in Michigan. April, is it you that I met this afternoon at the peace demonstration?
Yes.
Hi.
Yeah. Hi.
Well, you may know the rules. You also met my little dog, but you are forbidden by the rules of my household to mention its name. Even the gender cannot be named.
I don't know the gender.
Okay. April, can you turn your radio completely off, please?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Go ahead.
Anyway, I just wanted to say it was really great meeting you. And I just wanted to comment on homosexuals, and I've always, for the last 26 years, I've been a Christian and so on and so forth, and I was watching Ellen, and she actually was the one that convinced me that what is wrong with a civil union, if even if the, a nation doesn't want to call it marriage, what would be wrong with them having the same rights? I mean, whose business is it if at judgment day God is going to save them or if he isn't? They're trying to find some happiness in their life with the only way they know how, sure, which is with the same sex.
Yeah, and if you're familiar with Ferndale, which is right near the suburb we our demonstration was in today, mm-hmm, you know there's two gay churches, one right on the corner of Pinecrest and Drayton, and another one down, I guess, down Pinecrest some. So you can be a Christian and gay unless you think you, and I don't mean you, unless one thinks that they know absolutely God's will. And I don't trust people that think they know that.
No, and anyway, it says in the Bible that when God comes back, he's going to judge the heart anyways. So, and as far as I'm concerned, Elton John has brought me an enormous amount of happiness in my life, and I'm very grateful to him, and I think he's a beautiful person.
And now
it's not my job to judge him anyways.
Well, thank you, April. I'll see you at the next anti-war demonstration.
Okay.
Thanks for joining me. April from Michigan, yeah. Let's go to Irwin in Flushing. Irwin, hi, it's Peter Werby, and you're on the air.
My father was a founder of the Transport Workers Union along with Mike Quill, so I know a lot about Quill. You know, the workers don't have much on their side. First of all, 30,000 Ford workers are going to be let off, 20,000 GM. There's no downsizing with the Transport Workers Union. Not one person is being laid off. As far as their health plan, I was a civil servant. They don't even pay co-payments, so I don't see...
Why do you say they don't even pay co-payments?
I know they don't, but to make them pay
co-payments is a wage reduction.
I did it for years, the UFT member, and I know it, but I'm just saying they're getting it. First of all, it's...
Yours is the politics of resentment. I mean, somebody else has a good deal, and yours...
No. They're not talking about the workers now. To see on calls for the unborn workers. The workers now, I'm in favor of what they're the ones that are paying the dues. They're the ones that are keeping the union going.
Yeah.
Number three, who's really suffering? Certainly the TA, Calico, and certainly Roger Tusianto makes over $100,000. It's the little guy, the kid who delivers my groceries, who has to go from Jamaica to Flushing. You can't walk it.
I know, but why don't you blame this on... I mean, you blame the workers rather than the employers. What about Bloomberg, billionaire?
He has nothing to do... Yeah, but he's a distraction. He's gotten too much. He shouldn't even be involved in it. He could have gotten together quietly with, Tusianto a month ago and said... What really irks you? He's being very negative.
So what do you think the union should do? Just roll over? Just accept whatever the MTA says?
Hey, you know what the average? Look, my father went on 12 strikes to make a $6,400 salary driving a bus 35 years. These people are making $61,000 a year. That's a hell of a lot more than I made as a teacher. So you have to have a...
Well, I'm absolutely right. This is the politics of resentment.
Well, maybe the politics of resentment, but also some sort of reality. I think what...
Can the MTA afford it, according to what people are telling?
In the long run, probably not. With pensions, over the long run, probably not.
Well, maybe what we ought to do, and this is maybe a little more pie in the sky, but rather spending $500 billion a year on an unnecessary war machine.
Oh, I agree with you 100%.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you, Irwin. I got to go to our top of the hour break. Hey, we got another hour coming up. I think we've located our guest that was not around. I don't know whether he can stay up this late or not. I know you can. Please stay with us. Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show will continue at a minimum up till 30 minutes after the next hour. Open phone, 866-303-2270. You're listening to the Air America Radio Network.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor. Now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420.
You be the judge. New FlexoFactor helps promote joint strength, flexibility, lubrication, range of motion, and even the renewal of cartilage from your hands and knees to your hips and elbows. And we'll prove it by letting you try it free. A $30 bottle, free. FlexoFactor is a new all-natural joint support supplement that combines five specific joint-supporting ingredients in one exclusive formula. FlexoFactor helps cushion, lubricate, and strengthen joints and cartilage over time. It's perfect for seniors, weekend athletes, anyone who depends on healthy joints for an active lifestyle. But don't take our word for it. You be the judge. Call now and try a free bottle of FlexoFactor, a $30 value. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover shipping and handling. FlexoFactor. We know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Call 1-800-364-9974. That's 1-800-364-9974. Limit one bottle per household. Call 1-800-364-9974.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jennifer Polsoni. Senate Republican leaders have increased their efforts to resolve an impasse over key provisions of the USA Patriot Act. Those provisions are set to expire at the end of the month. Just over half the 100 senators, including eight Republicans, signed a letter supporting a Democratic-led attempt to extend the provisions for just 3 months to allow time to resolve differences. President Bush and GOP Senate leaders have so far opposed such a short-term move. Senate Democrats have succeeded, at least for the time being, in blocking a Republican plan to permit oil drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge as part of a $453 billion military spending bill. The massive ANWR refuge may hold 10 billion barrels of oil, and it has been battled over in Congress for over two decades. Drilling supporters vow to keep up the fight on Capitol Hill. New Orleans reopened more of its storm-devastated neighborhoods to residents Wednesday and lifted a curfew for most of the city. These are steps that Mayor Ray Nagin said were signs the recovery from Hurricane Katrina was ahead of schedule. About 100,000 baby cribs are being recalled. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says consumers should stop using the Aspen 3-in-1 cribs immediately. It warns that screws on the crib's mattress support can come loose and allow a portion of the mattress to fall. A New Mexico woman claims late-night talk show host David Letterman has been tormenting her. Colleen Nestler of Santa Fe says Letterman has been using codes to torment her for years. Nestler has reportedly been granted a restraining order against Letterman after she claimed he had caused her financial trouble and sleep deprivation. Attorneys for Letterman say the case should be thrown out for lack of merit. Most teenagers in America are not following online safety recommendations, according to a survey released yesterday by the Polyclass Foundation. Foundation spokeswoman Galena Records says 52% of teens are communicating with people online they have never met face-to-face.
Now, many parents teach kids to avoid strangers on the street, but here are half of teens chatting with strangers online, and they consider them their friends.
Records says their survey shows one-third of teens have discussed meeting someone they only know through the Internet. Mail carriers across the country were in the holiday spirit on Wednesday, the busiest delivery day of the year, Mary Perrin reports.
Several postal carriers in Nashville donned Santa hats as they set out on their daily mail routes. Like the jolly old man, they were laden with packages for the holiday season. Monday was the busiest mail day of the year, which made today the busiest for delivery. Postal Service officials say they canceled about 30% more mail on Monday than on an average day. Some carriers have volunteered to work the holiday to make sure presents arrive on time. Mary Perrin, Nashville.
You're listening to Air America Radio News.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute, For one low flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
The ACLU brings you the third installment of the groundbreaking series that reveals how civil liberties affect real people every day. The Freedom Files, Episode 3, Dissent. Tune in to watch shocking stories about everyday Americans who practice their right to free speech and dissent, only to be thwarted, harassed, or arrested. To view the trailer, watch full episodes, or purchase the DVD, go to AirAmericaRadio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner. Or go to ACLU.tv to witness alarming attempts to discourage Americans' rights to free speech.
I don't think there's ever been a government that likes criticism. I don't think there's ever been a government that likes dissent.
This show reminds us why the First Amendment is so vital to the Constitution of the United States. Visit AirAmericaRadio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner to learn more.
Welcome to the final hour of the Mike Malloy Show on the Air America Radio Network. I'm Peter Werby, sitting in for Mike. Mike's going to be back tomorrow. Then I believe Friday there's going to be a best of show. And then, let's see, Monday will be the Christmas holiday. And I will be back on Tuesday, Mike on Wednesday, and me back on Thursday. Why? I don't know. Ours is just to do or die, not to question why, right? Anyway, it's been a pleasure. And I want to make sure I want to get this in. Sometimes I forget all of this. And I want to thank Justin and Jason and Dee, who are behind the scenes, screening the calls, doing the producing, making it all happen. And so thanks, guys. You're doing a great job. You've made me feel A, welcome, and B, made it extraordinarily easy. 866-303-2270. You know, you put this together. I said this earlier. This Representative Joe L. Barton, Republican of Texas, he's the architect of this Medicaid provision in the new budget bill that Cheney just did the tiebreaker vote on that would make 50 million low-income people pay copays on their Medicaid purchases. I mean, this is just going to mean they're going to get medical care that much less. I mean, it's an absolute disgrace that this country does not have a medical care system paid for by the government, by tax dollars. People say, whoa, we're going to tax this more. No, we already put out $500 billion a year on this bloated war budget we could get by with easily, with $100 billion. So that leaves $400 billion for, first off, tax breaks to the middle class and the working class, raise the taxes of the wealthy and the corporations, right, and start putting into place some programs that help us. I mean, couldn't you just choke when you hear that we're building schools, training teachers, buying books for people in Iraq? I don't mean we shouldn't do that. We destroyed their damn country on a lie, on the basis of a lie. We should be doing that for them. But we have enough money to do that here as well. Now, old Joe says from Texas that they ought to encourage personal responsibility among low-income people. And I mentioned, where is the personal responsibility among high-income people? Tom DeLay became the king of campaign fundraiser. This is an article in the Associated Press by Larry Margarsik and Sharon Thimer. And donors underwrite DeLay's deluxe lifestyle. So think about how either you or how you know tens of millions of people in this country are living. This is the way he lives. He visited Clifftop Caribbean resorts, golf courses designed by PGA champions, and four-star restaurants, all courtesy of donors who bankrolled his political money empire. Over the past 6 years, the former House Majority Leader and his associates have visited places of luxury most Americans have never seen, often getting there aboard corporate jets arranged by lobbyists and other special interests. And if some of you are saying, well, the Democrats do that too, they're not in the money like they used to be. But to the extent that they did or they do, ultimate condemnation as well. But that's not who's doing it now. The corruption, the absolute corruption, base corruption, this isn't an erosion of this deliberative body that's supposed to represent all of it. It's the base and fundamental definition of it under Tom DeLay and Bill Frist in the Senate. Public documents reviewed by the Associated Press tell the story. This is DeLay. At least 48 visits to golf clubs and resorts, 100 flights aboard company planes, 200 stays at hotels, many world-class, and 500 meals at restaurants, some averaging $200 for a dinner for two. Now, why is he getting all this money? Well, he's fundraising. He says, well, this is just part of fundraising. This is an investment by these corporations. They're not doing this for good government. They're not doing this because they like Tom DeLay. They know he's going to cut their taxes. He's going to make sure that if there's cuts in Medicaid, that like pharmaceutical, that they don't get any cuts, and they didn't. They're going to make sure that that business goes their way when there's contracts and what have you. So it's an investment. So when Tom DeLay gets millions, courtesy of the corporation, they know they're going to get back tens of millions of dollars. And ultimately, who pays the cost? It's you and me. This whole article, he talks about the meals he eats that are just astounding. Wow. And DeLay officially files for re-election. Let's hope that we see him in prisoner stripes. Now, over in St. Michael's, Maryland, there are motorcades of black SUVs on Talbot Street, buzzing Chinook helicopters overhead in a no-flight zone that has private pilots in an uproar. Vice President Dick Cheney and Defense Secretary Don Rumsfeld have found peace and quiet in their new weekend hawk's nest, even if their presence in this Chesapeake Bay retreat causes a racket in town. As anybody would tell you last week at the Carpenter Street Saloon, St. Michael's unofficial town hall, 2 years ago Rumsfeld paid $1.5 million for Mount Misery, a former bed and breakfast house that was actually owned by an evil slave owner. Cheney Rumsfeld, a friend of three decades, followed this autumn with his own weekend purchase, Ballantober, a sprawling $2.6 million Cape Cod on 9 waterfront acres, just minutes from the defense secretary. And they hang out together. This is a plutocracy. We don't have a democracy. We don't have the rule of the people. We don't even have a republic, for those of you who don't like the idea of this is not a democracy. This is a democratic republic. All right, it's a democratic republic, but we don't have that. We have a plutocracy, which is a word, and if anybody's scratching their head, that's a 100-year-old term that the people that resisted the domination of wealth back in that era, back in the progressive era, back in when the corporations were the robber barons like they are now, that and the people had no rights, and people worked 12 and 14 hours a day, except this is a lot of it's been transferred overseas. It was run by a plutocracy, the rule of the rich. That's what we have. We have an oligarchy, the rule of a few. We have an oligarchic plutocracy. I don't know if we get too far with all those words. Of course, Bush said Wednesday that, get this, that Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld had done a heck of a good job, and there are no plans to replace him. Remember when he said that about, See how fast we forget. What was his name? The guy who was head of FEMA. His last name was Brown. He said, Brownie, you're doing a heck of a good job. So maybe this is the kiss of death. I don't know. He also said that he thought former majority leader, Tom DeLay, says he believes DeLay is innocent of money laundering charges. Damn. And Frist, I don't know. I could read this. I don't even know if I couldn't even understand it. But his AIDS charity paid $500,000 in consulting fees to members of his political inner circle, according to tax returns. Let me see here. The donors included several corporations. Man, I'm getting too upset. I got to go to my phones. My voice is going bad. These people drive me crazy. Bill in Queens, talk to me so I can cough off air. Hey, Bill, go ahead.
Yes. I just want to tell you, we have a transit strike in New York City right now.
Really?
Yes.
Go ahead.
And
only
about 40% of the people who hurt the most are the lower-income people who cannot get to their jobs. The point is very...
Bill, if you're on a cell phone, because you're fading out.
The Attorney General of New York, Attorney General's office, is in court to enforce the Taylor law against the unions.
Right.
But what the public doesn't know is...
Okay, the call is messing up. It's too bad it's not air quality. I'm sorry, I'm going to have to cut you loose. Claude in Long Island. Claude, you're on the air.
Hey, I'll finish Bill's thought, I think.
Yeah.
The Taylor law is totally unconstitutional. Not only unconstitutional, but the little sidestep is a thing Tom Harbin always speaks of. I was going to talk about the FISA law, but I just wanted to finish Bill's thought.
Bill, I think, was going to say that he supported it, but go ahead.
Well, yeah, I understand. I'm going to take it a different route. How can the MTA be a corporate entity, but yet the people are considered to be public employees? See, the Taylor law is supposed to be against public employees. So how can it be that the MTA, which was made as a corporation, is now their governing, their employer, but yet they're considered to be public employees first?
Well, listen, you can understand why police and fire couldn't strike. But, you know, why is this always blamed on the workers? Because that puts all the cards in the hands of the employers, in this case, the MTA.
Peter, I understand it, but there is no police MTA. There is no fire MTA. We don't have a private corporation running the police and running the fire department in New York City.
Good point.
The point is that the MTA is a private corporation. They hid their books just like the other corporations did, hiding their $1 billion in surplus that they're just holding. And I'm not even a union guy. I'm a private employee of a hospital. And the point is that I believe these guys. It doesn't matter. The lowly worker who can't get to their job, yes, I understand it's going to be hard, but the point is it's going to be better if you maintain constant solidarity with the other working stiffs to show the freaking corporate entities that they do not rule all of the different points like Tom brought out the other day. They control benefits. They control the pay. They control your working conditions. They control your time. They control your hours. They control everything. And the only thing the workers have is their work.
You got it. And we've got to be unified, and solidarity is the key. Thank you, Claude. We've got to go to break. Mike Malloy Show, Peter Werby here, 866-303-2270, the Air America Radio Network. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Have you experienced a random act of kindness? Someone you haven't seen for years suddenly come back into your life? Do you know a positive story that inspired or motivated you? Aleve invites you to share your good news at AleveGoodNews.com. For years, Aleve has been devoted to providing good news for people with arthritis pain. Now, Aleve invites you to share your good news at AleveGoodNews.com.
Use it directed for minor arthritis pain.
This is Sally Field for Save the Children. We've all seen the devastation the hurricanes have wrought. Now imagine how we can make it better. Imagine all the children from the hurricanes feeling safe again.
Imagine all the children back with their families again. Imagine all the children going to school again.
Please help us create lasting change for children here at home and around the world. Call 1-800-SAVE-THE-CHILDREN or visit SaveTheChildren.org.
Imagine we can save the children.
Imagine.
Hi, I'm Robert Wagner with an important message for homeowners 62 years or older. If you own a home, you may be able to pay off your current mortgage or access the equity in your home without making any monthly loan payments. That's right, no monthly loan payments. A U.S. government-insured reverse mortgage allows you to convert the equity in your home into cash, giving you the financial independence you deserve. The tax-free proceeds won't affect Social Security or Medicare benefits, and you can use the money for almost any purpose you desire. The Senior Lending Network program has prepared a free educational video that explains how a reverse mortgage works, how to qualify, and how you can supplement your income without any monthly loan payments. If you're a homeowner 62 years or older, your free video is waiting. So call now.
For a free educational video from the Senior Lending Network on reverse mortgages, call 800-995-4290. 800-995-4290.
Senior Lending Network is a program by Mortgage Warehouse, a licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. Callers' information will be shared with lenders who are members of the program. Consult your tax advisor regarding tax implications.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the Internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news. There's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
Hi, Truth Seekers. You're listening to Peter Werbe sitting in for me, Mike Malloy.
Thank you, Mike. 866-303-2270. Peter Werbe broadcasting from Detroit, Michigan. Speaking of Detroit, Michigan, Diane wrote in from Waterford, Michigan, nice little suburb out on a lake near us. If Bush's impeach shrub, as she, we haven't been calling him shrub lately, have we? If Bush shrub is impeached, will Dick Cheney be president? Yeah. Or can we impeach him as well? Any public official can be impeached. But let's start with Bush. Cheney as president, I think, would cause the whole house of cards to collapse. So that's something to consider. All right, let's go to Drew in Miami. Drew, hi, it's Peter Werbe on the Mike Malloy Show. You're on the air.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing good. Thanks for calling.
Very good show.
Thank you.
He inspired me to recount a story. You were talking earlier of Latin America and some of the history.
Yeah.
And, you know, it relates to the kind of government we have now. I mean, for years when I was living down there, I said, you know, that our government would encourage the kind of repression down there that we couldn't get away with back here. Now, all of a sudden, after a number of years, I see we get more and more get away with it. I've had the unfortunate situation of being a guest of some of those U.S.-trained military governments down there.
Really?
For from being at the wrong place at the wrong time.
Do me this, Drew. I suspect this is an extraordinarily interesting story, but you need to really compress it, and because we just got a little bit of time left in this segment. Can you tell us what country?
Well, yes, it was in Brazil, the military government. I was down there and was their unwanted guest for a while. And if it were, you know, if it hadn't, and so I was on the inside and saw the kind of treatment that was done, the kind of torture that was done, the beating of people, hood put on your head, machine gun to your back, being thrown downstairs, and things of that nature. And at the time, I met a guy who was the Time magazine correspondent down there, and he had written a dossier about U.S. training of these folks. And because the U.S. government denied it, his magazine never printed the story, and he quit, to his honor. He quit his position. But, you know, this kind of stuff has been going on for a long, long time. People think this is new. It's going on now. No, it's just that they're getting away with it more. They planned for decades to pull this kind of coup here as they do abroad, and I believe that's what happened here in the U.S.
You know, of course, the most tragic and horrifying aspect of it all is the people that have suffered torture and abuse. But I often and lately have been thinking about the people that we allow to do that. To be the torturers, we and the interrogators, we know that that lurks within the capabilities of a small percentage of people. And what we want to create is a society where we don't let those emotions turn into acts where they hurt other people. But the United States and its policy has taken Americans and allowed them to do the kind of beastly things that we hear. Drew, thanks for... Well, go ahead. Sorry.
We're sharing a fundamentalist view of society which says, you know, the rules are written. They are pre-written. And these are the rules, and I learned them when I grew up, and my father beat me till I learned them, and now we're going to get you to... You follow the rules. If you step outside, we will nudge you back in, or we'll push you back in, or we'll hit you back in, or we'll punch you back in, or we'll kill you.
We have to keep those people...
You have to follow the rules inside the box.
Yeah, and, we have to keep those people under control. Drew, thank you very much. Here's Wayne in West Virginia. Wayne, hi. It's Peter Werby for Mike Malloy.
Hi, Peter. How are you?
Doing great.
Listen, I'm happen to be a union member to President Carpenter's Local 1911. The New York strike, from what I've been reading, it would cost the city approximately $20 million to settle this thing. And people, you know, to give the workers what they want, which
right.
they deserve. I mean, all they're doing is maintaining what they already have.
Yeah.
So that's what they're asking for. And where are the people all upset about less than a month ago, Hillary Clinton, Schumer, and a whole bunch of politicians showed up for Goldman Sachs' new groundbreaking, which the city and state gave nearly $2 billion in tax cuts and incentives to Goldman Sachs, the richest bank in the world, one of the richest.
Well, but, this is, you know, as we've been saying, Wayne, this is class warfare. And,
it is class warfare.
And they're fighting, in a way, the transit workers for all of us. And you know what? This Roger Toussaint, the president, knows that. I mean, even the national leadership of the Transportation Workers Union has been discussing putting the Local 100 in New York into receivership and making them go back to work. So talk about a business union, as they used to call them.
It certainly sounds that way to me.
It does.
You know, I mean, these Goldman Sachs guys, I read, you know, their the average executive's Christmas bonus was $500,000.
Well,
and yet the city and state's going to cough up nearly $2 billion for them to build a new headquarters in Manhattan, but the poor transit workers are the greedy guys.
That's right. Thank you, Wayne.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. David in San Francisco. Hi, you got about a minute. Go ahead. You're on the air. Hey, David.
Oh, hey, Peter.
Hi.
Greetings. Hope you're having a radical holiday.
Always. Hey, I don't know if you heard me. You got about 60 seconds. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, no trouble. Just real quick. It seems real patriotic to pay your or to ride mass transit. Every dime you spend on mass transit isn't going to the oil and gas boys. And then you had a guy earlier that had a comment about whether or not MTA is a private corporation.
You know, David, we're going to have to leave it, unfortunately, because our music's coming up. We got a guest from the American Friends Service Committee. Those Quakers, they're at it. We'll be right back in the Mike Malloy Show. And stay on the line, though. We'll get your calls in a little while.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor, now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old, and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420.
This is your Mother Jones Minute. Here's Mother Jones publisher, Jay Harris.
They say this is the season for giving, but let's unwrap that idea. According to the latest Mother Jones, two-thirds of American households say they give to charity. But the IRS says only one-third report any donations on their taxes. What gives? Maybe we're busy spending on other things. Americans shell out about $8 billion every year on Christmas decorations. That's four times what we give to protect the environment. And when we do give, check out where the money goes. Campus Crusade for Christ raised $380 million last year. That's more than PBS, Easter Seals, and the Boy Scouts combined. One great thing about the season for giving, it comes every year. This year, let's get it right.
For the best investigative reporting and news, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming amount of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter retractable awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter retractable awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right, but now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate, so your Sunsetter could cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now, and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer, and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-337-1627 for your free DVD and $200 discount certificate. 1-800-337-1627. 1-800-337-1627.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news. Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to gotomypc.com, and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo America. Try GoToMyPC free today.
If you run a retail business of any kind, a restaurant, a bar, a carpet store, even a tanning salon, just to name a few, and you need money to grow or run your business, let me explain how a new idea from a company called AmeriMerchant can help you get the money you need. When your customers spend money in your store, many of them use Visa and MasterCard, right? Well, what AmeriMerchant does is advance you money against those sales. For example, if your store does $25,000 in Visa or MasterCard sales, we'll advance you a portion of those monthly sales. You can use the money for any reason or purpose, but you must have a minimum of $5,000 a month in combined Visa or MasterCard sales to qualify. There are no closing costs. You can have the money in as little as 7 days, and we approve 90% of all qualified applicants, so call right now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571.
And now, back to Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show.
Bring us back with a little AC/DC in the background there. Peter Werby here on the Mike Malloy Show. Mike will be back tomorrow at the regular time. And joining me from Chicago is Michael McConnell, Great Lakes Regional Director for the American Friends Service Committee. If you've been watching the news, you know that one of the groups of the American Friends was the target of a Pentagon spy operation, which gives lie to the Bush claim that this is all about terrorism. Michael McConnell, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show. This is Peter Werby.
Thanks, Peter.
Good yeah, to and that's I'm right, isn't it? It was a Quaker group, American Friends, who was one of the targets?
Right. Well, NBC broke the story last week that the Pentagon was spying on peace groups and counter-military recruitment groups. And out of the 43 incidents that NBC released, five of them were connected with the American Friends Service Committee. And there was one group in Lake Worth, Florida, at a Quaker meeting that were plotting to tell young people the other side of the military recruitment story.
So now, as I remember, the Quakers are, you advocate armed revolution? Is that it? No.
No, not exactly.
You're nonviolent, aren't you?
About the 1600s, since the 1600s, it's been a pacifist organization, and as far as the Religious Society of Friends is concerned, and AFSC follows in that tradition.
I know. So, and of course, I was being facetious to make a point, but so why would they be, you know, up your whatever? Yeah?
Well, I think maybe it's because we're a threat because of our message, and because we are advocating something other than first strike warfare to set all the world's problems, and that nonviolence negotiation, diplomacy actually work if they're given a chance.
You know, you are dangerous. I mean, that to people, to the war makers and the warmongers, you definitely are. And I know that the American Friends, the American Friends Service Committee, are committed to nonviolence. Although you advocate legal means, sometimes you employ civil disobedience. Could that be what was of interest to them?
Well, I that might have been. I think also the fact that this counter-recruitment efforts around the country have been very effective at keeping young people from joining the military and believing everything that recruiters say. We have a very effective program of 10 questions that young people should ask their recruiters before they enlist, so that I think it's a threat. You know, what if they gave a war and nobody came? And that's sort of where we're headed as young people choose not to go into the military.
Yeah, because certainly when recruitment levels aren't their goals aren't being met, that really is they see the American Friends Service Committee as a threat. Where really, what is a threat to recruitment is their war based on lies in Iraq.
That's right. And I think, you know, they're really, the right wing is supporting this three strikes and you're out, and we've got misleading us into war, we've got torture, and now we've got spying on our own citizens. To me, that's three strikes. And someone should be out.
Yeah, indeed. Well, there certainly is the beginning of talk about impeachment for violation of the Fourth Amendment, of constitutional, of abrogating the foundation document that the founding fathers, who these frauds in government pay such lip service to, yet the founding fathers put these very specific rules, these laws, into the foundation documents because of the experience that they had had with the governments of Europe. Now, let me.
Yeah, I think. Bush has certainly forgotten that our revolution was fought in reaction to an occupation by the biggest empire at that time, and that made the revolution. And I think the other thing about the Bill of Rights is that as the Constitution was first written, they weren't there, and the states would not ratify the Constitution unless the Bill of Rights were guaranteed. So that, in effect, without the Bill of Rights, we wouldn't have a Constitution, and we wouldn't have what we have now, the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
So going against those rights is a very, very serious and dangerous thing.
Michael McConnell is my guest on the Mike Malloy Show. This is Peter Werbe with you. Michael is the Great Lakes Regional Director of the American Friends Service Committee, one of the groups that's been spied upon by the Pentagon. Now, this just came over for today. Well, actually, let me see. Yeah, we're into Thursday, aren't we? December 22nd, New York Times. New York police covertly join in at protest rallies. They've conducted covert surveillance in the last 16 months of people protesting the Iraq war, bicycle riders taking part in mass rallies, and even mourners at a street vigil for a cyclist killed in an accident. Now, this doesn't shock you either, given what you filed in federal court in April of 2005.
That's right. Chicago has been notorious for police surveillance. Back in the 50s, 60s, and into the 70s, we called it the Red Squad, which
sure.
was the police intelligence unit. And they were notorious for really harassing any First Amendment legitimate protests, putting cameras in your face and taking down notes of who was there, license plate numbers, and so forth. So we've got spying at the local police level, the Pentagon, the NSA, the FBI. I mean, it's all over at this point.
Well, I wonder what the effect is on people when they hear it. It's got to be people listening that think, wow, if they're spying on all the protest demonstrations, if they're going to rallies, if they're taking license plates numbers, maybe I better just, quote, stay out of trouble. Does this worry you that even though it's not like the 60s, it's not murderous like they did to Black Panthers in Chicago and around the rest of the country, that it'll have the classic chilling effect?
Well, this is what we do fear. I mean, that especially people who are not used to public protest or voicing their opinion more in public, that those folks are going to back off. I think that could happen. I think the other part could happen, that those who are committed to stopping this war are going to redouble their efforts now.
Oh, that's me. That's
me,
for sure.
And I hope that in January, you know, after the holidays, people are coming back and legislators are in their home districts, that people speak up and say, this is not the American way. We have to stop this spying. We have to stop this war. And people are willing to go out in front of military recruitment offices or wherever else that people have been spied on in the past and say, we don't care. We're going to be here.
Mm-hmm. Michael McConnell, we actually have a fellow Quaker on the line from Fayetteville. I think it's Chuck. Chuck, are you with us? Let's see if we can get him up.
Hello,
on there.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, is it Chuck?
Yeah, I'm here.
Chuck, you're on with Michael McConnell.
Good evening. Good evening to both of you.
Good evening.
Welcome to the show. What's your comment or question?
Well, I just wanted to sort of check in. I admit I called in when you in the earlier hour when you were unable to locate friend McConnell here. I'm the director of Quaker House, a Quaker Peace Project down near Fort Bragg, and we discovered a couple of weeks ago that we were on the Pentagon list, or I should say more accurately, a peace rally that we held here last March was on their what was called a threat list, domestic threat list,
mm-hmm.
which is really bizarre because it was just about the opposite of anything secret or conspiratorial, you know. We talked to the police weeks ahead of time, talked to any reporter who would listen, told them what we were planning to do. It was completely legal and peaceful. What's this all about?
Were you surprised that there was this surveillance?
Not really. And, you know, there is a certain I agree with what Michael McConnell has said about the seriousness of this with regard to our civil liberties. But from my angle here, there is also a certain ridiculousness to it. I mean, I suspect that what this means so far is that some anonymous contract employee got paid Halliburton wages to read our local paper, which had been covering us quite empathetically. I mean, this is what, you know, surveillance, that's all the surveillance they needed to do. Nothing about what we were planning to do was secret or conspiratorial. And so there's a certain ridiculous aspect to it, that they are wasting time and money looking at entirely legal, publicly advertised, peaceful peace rally here, when presumably there are real dangers and threats elsewhere that they could be looking at much more profitably. I suspect that that was true. I looked at the list that was on MSNBC, six pages of groups and organizations, and Michael may have pointed out, most of them were counter-recruiting efforts. Well, mm-hmm. Nobody's been bombing counter-recruiting stations. Yeah. There's been no terrorism.
Well, Chuck, obviously that's not what it's about. I mean,
sure.
The work that you folks are doing is extraordinarily threatening to the military. I mean, here we have this war that is very unpopular, that everyone knows almost is based on lies, and you guys are probably both old enough to remember the Vietnam War when there started to be mutinies in the field.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so they fear that. They fear that greatly. They were afraid. There was a famous article back in that era that talked about, by this military analyst, talked about the U.S. losing not so much the war, but the Army. Chuck, I have to just finish up with Michael, so I want to thank you for calling in from Fayetteville. If people want information on this incredible demonstration at Fort Bragg, you can go to my website, peterwerbe.com, W-E-R-B-E.com, and go to the military resistance section. It's over on the left. Michael McConnell, what can we all do about this? I mean, it's all in stealth. It's kind of typical of what the government's done over the last few years. You got about 30 seconds. Let me know.
Yeah, well, I think for your listeners, this is the time to redouble our efforts to keep young people out of the military, let them know the truth about the military. Recruiters are really salesmen, and they need to know the whole story. I think we need to talk to our legislators. When they come home on the Christmas break and into January, get on the phone, go visit them, tell them this is wrong, we're not going to stand for it.
All right, we're out of time. Do you have a website that people
can
go to?
Yeah, go to www.afsc.org, and there's information there. There's a sign up for online advocacy. There's other things that can be done.
Thank you, Michael McConnell.
Thank
That's
you, Peter.
AFSC. Did he say org? I think so. AFSC. All right. Thank you very much. We'll be right back on the Mike Malloy Show. This is Peter Werbe on Air America Radio Network.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hello. I am the Ricola Mystery Coffer. If you hear me coughing and offer me a soothing, natural Ricola cough drop, I'll reward you with $1,000, $100,000, maybe $1 million. But be warned, I can be a man.
Or a woman.
So keep your Ricola cough drops on hand.
For clues and official rules, go to RicolaUSA.com. No purchase necessary. Game open to legal U.S. residents 18 years or older. Game begins 10-105 and ends 2-2806.
Ricola!
Dear Gold Bond, I'm a nurse, and washing my hands all day makes my skin raw.
Here's a real letter from Victoria, Connecticut, about our ultimate healing lotion.
What a wonderful product. I feel it working even after I've washed my hands.
Gold Bond Ultimate Healing Lotion penetrates fast to help heal rough, cracked skin with 7 intensive moisturizers plus 3 vitamins. It's long-lasting, too.
It works better than any lotion I've ever used.
Can your lotion do that? Gold Bond Ultimate Healing Lotion.
This stuff really works.
If you're one of the millions of Americans that suffers from acne or knows a friend or a loved one suffering, please turn up your radio and take down this life-changing information. Introducing Epiclear, the revolutionary new advanced skin treatment imported from Europe, formulated to help get rid of pimples and prevent further breakouts. Great for all ages and most skin irritations, Epiclear is doing something that no other acne treatment formula has ever done. Ever. We're so confident that Epiclear will clear up your skin that we're willing to let you try it for free. That's right, you heard free, and we mean free. Over a $70 value delivered without a prescription right to your house.
Call now while free supplies last at 1-800-701-3026. Nothing to risk and everything to gain. Call Epiclear at 1-800-701-3026. That was 1-800-701-3026. Limit one order per household, please. Call 1-800-701-3026. Shipping and handling not included.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz, the number 6.com.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
And now, back to Peter Werby on the Mike Molloy Show.
Thank you, Mike. The show will be yours tomorrow night. I've just got a few minutes left. Man, it's been great these last 3 days, and I'll be on next week for Mike Tuesday and Thursday. Talking about the total surveillance society, panopticon, where the government is all-seeing, necessitated by the insistence of the United States and Britain particularly to attempt to control events and resources in the Middle East, rather than understanding that we are going to keep suffering this era of constant wars and terrorism if we keep meddling in other people's affairs. What they're going to do is create a society of complete surveillance. Britain to be the first country to monitor every car journey. Britain is to become the first country in the world where the movements of all vehicles on the roads are to be recorded. And this is in the Independent of London. A new national surveillance system will hold the records for at least 2 years using a network of cameras that can automatically read every passing number plate. The plan is to build a huge database of vehicle movements so the police and security forces can analyze any journey a driver has made over several years. The network's going to incorporate thousands of existing CCTV cameras, which are being converted to read number plates automatically night and day to provide 24/7 coverage. I can say that word. 24/7. No, I can't. 7. Coverage of all motorways and main roads, as well as towns, cities, ports, and petrol station forecourts, as they're called here. That's it. This is, 1984. We've got the TV sets watching us everywhere. All right, let's take some calls. Oh, what will it be? Jack in Florida. Jack, hi, it's Peter Werby, and you're on the air.
Hello, Peter.
Hi.
Maybe you know the answer to this, and or somebody could email you or call up and give me the information. About it was reported by somebody on Air America within the past 10 days, I believe, that George Bush blew his stack in the Oval Office and yelled out at people that were there, a quote, "God damn the Constitution, it's only a piece of paper," unquote. Now, I'm going to make some bumper stickers using this information, but I want to be pretty sure, of what I'm doing. So what I'd like to know is if anybody knows or you know when that was done and the circumstances it was done and the person that, that reported it.
Okay, here's what I think, Jack. I've seen that on the internet several times. I haven't seen it sourced. There is a particular source that I'm not going to name the website. I don't want to start people up, but I think its veracity is very low. It keeps claiming that Bush is drunk again. It always says sources report. Its sources are not very good. I would doubt that Bush would be stupid enough, even though I think he believes that. And on my website, I have a Photoshop put together deal of him burning the Bill of Rights or the Declaration of Independence. I would like to see some real hard evidence that he actually ever said that. I tend to doubt it. You know, there's a website. I don't know if this is on it or not. It's called Snopes, SNOPES.com.
Snopes.com.
S as in Sam, N like in Nancy, O, P as in Peter, E, S. Snopes.com.
Okay.
And whenever I hear anything that sounds unbelievable, I always go right to that. Thank you, Jack. You check it out. Other people check it out if anybody knows the source of it. I could be wrong. I mean, hey, the guy believes it, right? Edward in Portland, Oregon, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
I just moved from New York to Portland, Oregon with my wife. I grew up in New York City, and I'm a little concerned that this strike situation is being read by a lot of people not from New York, and maybe even from New York, as sort of a labor issue that I don't think in this case is necessarily how it should be looked at.
Really?
Yeah, well...
Well, go ahead.
One of your callers earlier mentioned that they're taking cuts and that sort of thing. It is true that there's a cut being taken, but it's not by the current workers. It's by anybody coming in new. And sort of growing up in New York, sort of the understanding was that was a pretty good job to get. I mean, for a job that didn't necessarily, certain of the jobs didn't necessarily need a college education and that sort of thing. The insurance was fantastic.
Yeah. I mean, in many ways, city governments and the federal government, state government agencies lead the way in terms of what our compensation for giving over our life to work should be. And now that's starting to erode. It's starting to fray around the edges. And that's why this strike is so important for the transit workers to win.
Well, I would rather see, I'm not saying that the MTA is some angel that should be protected. Absolutely not. But I think a lot of people have the sentiment in New York, and I certainly did. $2 a day, $4 a day round trip, is quite a lot of money for a lot of people. I'd rather see that reduced for people than sort of encouraging, increasing the union salary.
Well, it is a hefty. When I was in New York twice this year, and I was thinking, wow, that's a lot of money. And particularly there's so many poor people in New York, that's quite a bite out of. I mean, transportation should be free in this country. We have enough wealth here that's just frittered away either through privilege to the wealthy or on the war budget, that we could create a free transportation system, including rail. Thank you, Edward. I appreciate your comments. Here is Robin in Minnesota. Robin, hi. It's Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show. You could be our last caller, but tell me quick. Hey, Robin, you with me?
I say that I really enjoy listening to you, and I enjoy Mike Malloy as well. I love you guys with Air America. And I guess since there isn't much time, I won't get into the... I was going to say something about... that we should have one-payer medical.
Sure we should. Sure we should. Why don't we have it? Right now, under Bush Co., we can't afford it. I mean, we're already in debt. We realize that over, what would it be? Let me say, in 10 years, we're going to spend $5 trillion down the rat hole of preparation for war. And there's absolutely no reason whatsoever for it. Robin, I am out of time, so I want to thank you so much for being our last caller. It's been great these last 3 days, and I know you're going to be glad to have Mike back. I'm going to be listening to him, and I'll be back next Tuesday and next Thursday, so we'll talk again then. Thanks for joining us. Have a great evening.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor, now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old, and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really works.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420.
So, isn't this a nice restaurant?
It's fabulous, but...
What? You were wondering if I brought enough cash?
Well, no, but...
No worries. I've got the Dynasys Visa prepaid card. It's good anywhere Visa debit is accepted.
Great, but...
And the Dynasys card is so legit, it's the player's choice of prepaid cards.
But, baby...
Yeah.
Who are all these guys?
Them? That's Vladimir Guerrero, Frank Thomas, Pedro Martinez, Kurt Schilling, Greg Maddox, and that there is my man, Pudge Rodriguez.
Well, your man...
What?
Won't let me eat my dinner.
Yo, Pudge, quit blocking the plate.
Dynasys Visa prepaid card. No credit checks, no bank account needed. Call 1-800-4-